Good morning, and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yeah, it is. You want to talk to us? You call 866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. Rachel Perry is here this morning. Dave Damashek.
Yes.
Big Tad Newcomb. Big Tad. Oh, yeah.
Adam.
I'm getting to you.
Adam.
I'm getting to you.
Adam.
I'm getting
Adam.
To you.
Adam. Does that happen to you a lot? Our girls are constantly going, Adam. Excuse me, Adam?
No.
Adam.
Where are the juggies at?
Adam.
I get guys saying where the juggies at.
Oh.
But I don't get the, I get the chicks with that thing, the slowly dissenting compliment. Oh, hey, can we get a picture? We're big fans. As my husband's a big fan. I don't care for the show. Oh, well, actually, I've never seen it. All right, bitch, get away from me.
Whoa! I tell him all the time, you're not that funny, but he's a fan. He can't be talked out of it, so.
You mean we can't take a picture? No, get away from me. Whoa, my goodness! Yeah, that's how it works. People, I'm realizing that almost everyone has a form of Tourette's. I'm realizing, I really do think, as I think about it now, that more people do more damage through more talking when it's unnecessary. I have this conversation, ironically, twice a week with people where somebody was doing just fine and then they opened their mouth and they didn't need to share this or they didn't have to share their opinion or nobody needed to know X, Y, or Z. And now they're in this sort of perpetual doghouse and they'll never get out. They do it at work. They do it in relationships. Think about it. Things are going along well and then you get into that conversation. How many people you been with, sweetie? Because I'll tell you how many I've... shut up. Shut up. Shut up. They do it at work. They do that thing. Maybe it's over a couple of beers. Maybe they get loosened up. Maybe they finally get the boss out. They greet, they go to the sports bar over the weekend. The guy starts flapping. He's got some ideas. Well, let me explain. And then there's just the kooky religious or racist ideas that people want to share. There's all, really nothing good ever came from talking, I realize. And it ruins relationships. You know, you do that thing. Remember you did that thing when you were 22 where somebody would say, you know, Cheryl's been seeing Rob. And you do that thing where you pull the chick aside and you're like, look, I just thought you needed to know because... And then Cheryl's pissed and Rob's pissed and the chick you told is pissed. Everyone's mad at you. They're angry at each other, but they're angry at you too. There's a certain stage in life when you realize I'm just going to shut up. Nothing good comes from this.
Well,
what's in it for me? That's my question.
Here's the thing, I think the loophole you're missing. What you have to say worthwhile. This is how I go through life. I feel like I have a lot of good things to share.
Sure.
The problem is when someone starts to talk to me. That's the problem.
That's where the problem.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I get it. When other people want to people call me on the phone. People say, why don't you answer your phone when I call you? Because I've been through it. I understand. You have things on your mind that you want to tell me about. You have your perspective. I don't really care. Now, if you want to be the audience and listen to me, that's another story.
Well, I'll tell you the day Dave starts answering his phone. That's the day Dave starts calling himself. When you start calling yourself, that's when you'll start answering the
phone.
That's
not a bad idea.
Hello?
I
want to
see that.
Hello? 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 Who is this? Who? Go, Steelers, go! And then just hang up.
That sounds like an agreeable call. We're all on the same page on that phone line.
I'm just saying, Dave, I know you don't answer your phone, but if there was just the outside chance that it may be you on the other line, don't you think you would pick up?
You piqued my interest. I cash in while this idea is still running through my head.
There's no ID on there. Could be coming from this house. And then you yell at yourself, the call's coming from inside of the house. Get out! I'm just saying, I would pick the phone up if I thought there was a 10% chance it could be me. But it never is. And let me tell you the shared burden that you don't have when you arrive at my place in life. 3/4 of my phone calls are people wanting stuff from me. See, that's the other disincentive for picking up the phone. Oswaldo, who does our movie review, called 6 times last night because he wants to throw his 45th birthday party at my house. See, these are things you, these are things you little people don't even think of. You live in an apartment, you live at home, you live in some crap box in the valley. Nobody wants to throw a party at your house. You know how many parties Ozzy has thrown at my house? He threw his daughter's quinceañeras. What's that called, Michelle?
Quinceañera.
When you're 11 and you're, 13, 15. He had the 15-year-old daughter's party. He's had other birthday parties, has his wife. He throws them at my house.
You should have your birthday party at his house.
Or at his apartment.
At some listener's house apartment.
That would be awesome, but I don't want to. That's my point. Yeah. He wants to throw a party. So he was calling all night and my wife was saying, well, that's Ozzy. He wants to throw a party at the house. And I said, I didn't want to deal with it. That's not Dave. That's not me calling myself. It's not only somebody sharing their horrible opinion. They want something. Me, if I pick up the phone, I'm like Elvis. So I'm going to have to buy someone a Cadillac.
And then on top of that, though, then you have to try to struggle to understand, which I imagine is very difficult over the telephone.
Waldo? Yeah. No, I know. Yeah, I know what he wants, though. I get briefed. All right, so business for today. First off, it's Rachel Perry's birthday. This is exciting. The good news.
The big 3-0, by the way.
Big 3-0. The good news with Rachel is we've only known her for 3 weeks, so we don't have to do that much.
Yeah.
This time
well,
next year.
You need to get a time when you would have to get her a gift, yes?
It'll probably be more than my family's going to do for me. So.
Yeah. If this time next year, if she was here, we'd have to go all out. All out.
Can I have a party at your house? Yeah. Can I have a party at your house?
You and Ozzy can throw your party at my house. Yeah. So, and I don't know how you feel about turning 30 as a female. Everyone makes it into a big deal. It's really more 37, 38 where, the Grim Reaper starts tugging at your nightgown. 30, nothing for a chick, but symbolically, you're now into the
30s. Nah. I don't know. I mean, I still feel like I look 18, so.
You look young. And you hear about the 50s, the new 30, and look at Gina Davis. She looks so spectacular, and how does she do it, and all this. Everyone's looking great into the Desperate Housewives all look fantastic, right?
Yeah, I feel like I've been waiting to get older, like to get some respect or something.
I feel like
the older I get, maybe one day I'll get some respect somewhere. I'm not sure.
Do you think
I don't think it's working out.
As your looks diminish, the respect level will go up. People can't take you seriously because you're beautiful. Because Tad has shared that with me many times.
I know how that feels.
Yeah.
Well, I hardly think my looks are diminishing.
But I'm saying obviously as the years wear on.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think when the respect years are.
I'll tell you when. It's somewhere around the time of when Kathleen Turner took her clothes off when she was doing that play. I think she was doing the stage production of The Graduate a couple of years ago, and she's all saggy and old now and fat, and she's stripped nude on the stage, and everyone unanimously courageous.
Wow.
That is courageous.
Thank you for letting me out.
Right.
So you say I should strip naked and that will get me respect?
Once you become dumpy, yes. Strip nude in front of everyone and you'll be touted as courageous.
I feel
Tad's diet and then get naked.
I feel like it comes in different times for different religions and ethnicities. Like, I've always said, I want to go Chinese after 65 or 70 because then when you're a white guy or you're a Mexican guy or even a Jew and you're 75, right? Say, hey, old man, move your ass. Come on. You're holding up everything. Come on. Shake it. But Chinese guy. Ooh, the wisdom. The wisdom of the Orient. He's seen so much in his days. He's done it all. Let's go ask Nan Cook. He'll have the answer. You know what I mean? Whereas you're a white guy, it's like, hey, Grandpa, when you're done crapping yourself, how about you turn right? Come on. The signal's been green for 20 minutes. Let's go now. Come on. I got a job over here.
Ask an Asian guy. Hey, let's go to lunch. First, I must ask the elders.
Right. That's how it is. I'm just saying, maybe that's why they always say in the Asian cultures, they respect their elders. Well, they should. They have the wisdom of the Orient. We should have no respect for our old saggy elders.
Nobody thinks old people are wise anymore.
Well, but if you're Asian, if you're Asian, they do. That's my whole point. If you're a white guy and you get old, you're just old, stupid, your brain's not firing like it should. You're Dick Clark after a stroke is basically who you are if you're a white guy. But if you're an Asian guy, oh, what he's seen in his years. Meanwhile, the guy was pushing a mop for 50 years and then he faked an injury and retired. But no, the wisdom. Are there any stupid old Asians? What about an Asian guy who spent his whole life just watching TV and not reading or accumulating any knowledge at all? Is there one of those guys?
Aww.
I like to talk to that guy.
Miss Miyagi.
I feel like it's our fault that we have no respect for the older white people, et cetera, et cetera. Because we're always like, oh, if only I could get back my youth, the way I used to think when I was a child before the world put its pain on me.
We punish the old people in this civilization because they scare us, because they remind us of death, and we freak out over that.
I've fallen.
Yeah.
And I can't get up.
My strategy, as I've explained many times, is do not make fun of something you're going to become. It's a horrible strategy. God willing, if everything goes perfectly in our lives, one day we will make it to that age where some young F is honking his horn at us and yelling grandpa and making some Depends diaper joke. That's a horrible strategy. To me, pick a group you'll never be part of. Pick the albinos.
Is that why you make fun of Tad?
Tad? Well, no, I could get fat. I should start focusing on Puerto Ricans and albinos. You know, pick a group you're not going to become. If you're a woman, make fun of men. If you're a man, make fun of women. Don't make fun of old people. You're going to be old.
Well, you've made fun of gays.
Ooh, yeah.
But that's more like a past thing. You and Kimmel happened many times.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you dated for some time.
Yeah, I protest too much. I have feelings. Yeah. All right, so we got some business to take care of. First, Big Tad.
Yes, sir.
Big Tad. Who has two DUI convictions?
Yes.
But because of your crack blowhard lawyer, you didn't actually serve any time?
No, I did community service for that. I did 39 days of washing cop cars.
Oh, really?
In the police department.
If I was a judge and I was looking at Big Tad, my community service was, please stay out of the community. Here's community service. Lock your front door and go inside and watch TV. Because if you really think about it, like if you're a troublemaker, you're a felon, you're a gangbanger, all you're out doing is terrorizing old people and graffitiing on overpasses and stuff, your community service should be knock it off for 2 months. Just stay home.
Well, I was supposed to do 30 days in jail. But when I went into the prison, I did everything. You know, spread cheeks, everything. And then, and then they go, well, you know, your record is, kind of clean. So except for the DUIs and stuff. So if you want, you could do community service.
You wash cop cars.
Yeah. Wash cop cars for about 2 weeks until, the mayor of Stanton says, we can't use water, can't use the water anymore.
Oh, they're having a shortage.
Yeah. So
he started licking them.
No, just sat there.
Wow. Nice.
Could you imagine Big Tad in prison?
Yeah.
Really?
Somebody would be my.
Yeah.
Okay, so Junior, bend over.
I feel like it's too harsh of a place for Big Tad. Tad's got a good soul.
Yeah.
No, a crazy man. I would be a crazy man in there.
See, that's how you get chicks.
Yeah. So knock someone out.
Yeah, in prison. So. So you washed cars and then they let you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then now I have the breathalyzer in my car to start up my car. That's part of my probation, and now I can drive back and forth to anywhere I want to go.
What does that thing look like? It's hooked in your ignition?
Yeah, it's black. It's hooked up the ignition.
It has a tube.
It has like a little small tube on it, and then it beeps, and then you blow into it for about 6 or 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It clicks, and then it, you know.
Now, how do it knows your breath?
That I don't know. I mean.
Well,
I'll be honest. I actually had one of my friends try it once. Not because I was drunk. It was just because I wanted to see what would happen.
What happened?
And it just wouldn't start.
What? Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Is the thing ever? But here's the deal. Has it been calibrated to your scent?
Well,
do you know? No. Is there a process that took place?
No. I'll be honest with you. One time.
Don't say that. Makes me think you're lying.
Way too many car salesmen.
Can I be honest with you?
Let me lie to you. I actually did it. I blew into someone's car one time. that sounds so bad. Blew into their breathalyzer and it started.
Oh, you have lots of friends who have this problem.
All right.
Yeah. So
it'd be fun. You know, it'd be a nice F you to the man. Turn the thing into a hash pipe. That'd be nice. Yeah. Just cut it off, put some foil on the end of it, use the end as a carb. Be awesome. That's an F you to the man.
I don't do drugs.
You need to do that. All right. Well, here's my point. You're going to blow into this breathalyzer. You're going to get in your car.
Yes.
And you're going to go out and you're going to run some of these left turn arrows for us, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm. Oh, Jillian Barbary's on the phone. I'm going to make this fast. I've been railing against the man in these useless left turn arrows for many, many a year now. And I drive through them. I would like the world to join me. Signal's green. Arrow's red. Go ahead and make your left. If it's safe. Tad, go do that.
Okay.
And report back to us, would you please?
Will do.
Thank you.
He's basically going to blow red arrows.
That's right. Thank you. Jillian?
I'm a big fan of running those red arrows. Big fan.
Oh, yeah, because you're on the road.
I got to go, Adam. There's no doubt about it. I'm going job to job. Who's got time? And I can't agree with you more about the people that drive really slow, the conspiracy theory. I'm with you on that.
Well, thanks. Jillian, who listens on her way in to the Fox Network.
Yes, I do.
Jillian, I saw on... Speaking of blowing, let me blow a little sunshine at Jillian Barbary.
I thought you were going to say something.
I watched the Skating with the Stars
right.
two nights ago. Mm. I started with Todd Bridges.
Yeah.
There's a shocker. The man cannot skate.
Right.
And so I didn't, my expectation level wasn't very high. I was like, okay, these guys can't. And then Dave Coulier, he's from Canada. Evidently, everyone must skate over there. It's a mandate. Jillian, you're from Canada as well, but I always thought it was a hockey thing with the guys. Jillian Barbary hit the ice. Oh my goodness.
Skates like an angel.
Wait, so did you skate up in Canada?
I can skate better than the average American, but I'm not a figure skater by any means.
Jillian Barbary, and obviously has quite a bit of pride and quite a motor in here, her, and worked very hard at it, but was amazing on the ice. I mean, you really thought you were looking at a, I don't want to say Olympic gold winning medalist,
right,
you know, figure skating
sure.
team, but it looked like you're looking at a professional
wow,
team.
Adam, thank you.
Well,
I don't know. I got to tell you, my partner, I kept joking with my girlfriends and all my gay friends, like, no one's going to look at me. He's so good looking. Like, I could do anything out there. I could go out there with tassels on my boobs and just skates and a squirrel hat on.
I was staring at your boobs. Believe you me.
Oh, well, by competition three, things get nastier. Things get obviously more competitive because people are getting voted off. But, it's so funny because I thought the first episode was really boring in the sense that it didn't really show, like, if you stay watching it, it gets really...
Oh, really? Well, I'm going to watch it. I mean, I see it's between you and Coulier and Nancy Kerrigan. And her man, good looking, although had to wear leather pants out there, which is always the creepy cornerstone of being the really good looking skater guys to wear leather pants.
Well, they did put our outfits together for us. It's like, it's not that we didn't have any tape.
I would have a no leather pants clause in my contract.
He looked good in them.
He's a great looking guy, but I could only imagine the scent, the musk a man would work up after throwing Jillian Barbary around the ice for 10 minutes and wearing leather pants.
Well, the first episode, like I said, it's everyone gets really ambitious and kind of, I don't want to say cutthroat, but it gets tough when people start getting voted off. But
well, you're not
really
going anywhere.
Well, it's not. You know what? I think there are going to be some surprises
Ooh.
And twists for people
Ooh.
Along the way.
Ooh, you know, we're running late, but let me ask you this question.
Yeah,
you seem so accomplished as a skater, and obviously it's something you've done before
yeah.
and did quite a bit of. I mean, she is actually doing the professional move. She's just not having the professional lead her around the ice. It's an amazing routine. I was blown away.
Wow, that is really, really nice to hear because I did it as a kid up in Canada, and my mom and I were talking the other day, and she said, she remembers when I quit, I was in the ninth grade, and I said I'd had enough of it, and I think I was more interested in boys. And it was always something that I could go back to. I thought if this TV thing doesn't work out, maybe I'll coach and have fun with it. But, you know, television just sort of took over, and that was that. And now, you know, when you're in your 30s, and I just never thought about working out again or doing anything physical for myself. So when I took this project on, I thought,
that'll
dilly-dally on the ice. We'll have some fun. I worked my ass off. We all lost so much weight at the end of it, you know. But
But here's my one question.
Yeah.
Todd Bridges is not from Canada, I imagine.
Right.
And the guy's from Pacoima, and he's never skated in his life. He's doing the best he can.
God bless him.
Yeah. But how is this a competition, and are you guys graded on some sort of curve?
Yes, okay. Everyone has advantages and disadvantages. Todd had never skated. Deborah Gibson had never skated. And
Can they be judged
the same way you're being judged,
well,
is what I'm asking.
You're going to find that the judges get harder on me because they expect more of me.
Right.
And so it kind of works to my disadvantage later on in the game. But, you know what, it's just entertainment, and it's everyone seems to enjoy it. So
it
we'll
is.
See. It gets a lot better, too.
All right, well, I'll
switch to Monday night, Adam. So
I got it right here, baby doll.
Well, thank you very much. And I want to call in maybe Tuesday if you want to critique me or whatever.
I'll call
Tuesday morning.
Please.
I love having this bat phone. This is the greatest thing ever. I just popped down. I see you're the first number that pops up. I'm like, I'm going to call Adam right now.
Thanks, Jillian.
So thank you for taking the call, you guys.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks, Jillian.
I swear, her and her partner were doing a routine. It was like, oh, what are these guys, some sort of juniors champions or something? Like, they just seemed like, well, they're a notch below the Olympic level, but obviously they've been skating together for years. It was incredibly impressive. Skating with Celebrities is Monday nights on Fox, 8 o'clock. We will, running late for break. What do we got here? We got Joe Buck, sportscaster. Joe Buck is going to call in and dish a little dirt on the football season. Mike Epps, comedian Mike Epps. We have a sleep expert coming in. I am interested in this. I'm dying to know when I should go to bed, how long I should sleep, should I take naps?
Should I quit
masturbating at 4 a.m. and then going back to sleep? Also, it's Rachel's birthday. We got the hot sales girl, Taryn, coming in here. Big Tad's out breaking the laws. We speak.
Well.
Harlan Williams, comedian Harlan Williams will be in here. All that coming up after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM. Thank you very much.
Silky smooth. 866-901-ADAM. Plenty of show. Joe Buck from Fox Sports is going to be calling in. Mike Epps, comedian, going to be coming in. Harlan Williams, comedian, going to be coming in. Big Tad's out thumbing his nose at the man. But first, Dr. Ali Ansari is in here. He is a sleep expert. He's the medical director at the Beverly Hills Sleep Center. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I have many, many questions for you. Somebody figured out that because we're all getting up at 4 in the morning now, and everyone's schedule is completely thrown off, we should talk to someone who's an expert. I've always been fascinated with sleep because I've never gotten good sleep and not been one of those people that can. I think I have this hypervigilance disorder, which doesn't let me go down correctly. And I've always been jealous of people that just, like my partner, Jimmy Kimmel, who just falls asleep any position, any place, any time. The greatest story of that was we flew to New York about a week after 9/11, 4 years ago. And Jimmy made the announcement from up in first class that he would be keeping a constant vigil. His head would be on a swivel like a linebacker. And if any of those guys made a rush toward the cockpit, he would tackle them. He made this. And I said, well, you're not going to be able to relax for 6 hours. And he said, no, man, I am freaked out. Anyway, he was asleep before the plane took off. He was actually snoring while we were taxiing in L.A. And I realized, wow, awesome. Also, to make those kind of proclamations and then nod off, but I was jealous of him because of his ability to sleep. And we're looking for tips. We're looking for ideas.
Well,
what do you have?
You shouldn't be jealous.
Yes, I am. But go ahead.
People's sleeping time, the big misconception about the number of hours of sleep is across the community. People think that they have to sleep between 6 to 8 hours
mm-hmm.
for everybody, but that's not true.
It's not.
There are people who sleep only for 4 hours, and there are people who sleep for more than 10 hours.
Yeah,
the bottom line
is my wife.
How you feel during the day. Are you functional? Are you well-rested when you wake up?
Does everybody have their own sort of number? I mean, might somebody, Dave Damashek over here with his number one sports, might be better on 6.5 than he is on 9 hours, for instance. Is that true?
It is true. People have their own number. In fact, there is some genetic impact on this.
Mm.
What is your number?
Yes.
Would the show be better if I just slept right through it every day?
Obviously, that would be better, yeah. If you started going to bed about 6 a.m. and waking up about 10, it would be awesome.
Yeah. Give that a shot.
But don't be confused. Your friend who falls asleep while flying, doesn't necessarily mean he's a good sleeper. He probably is sleep deprived, and he finds any opportunity to fall asleep. That's necessarily not a good thing for him.
And what about? It's like it's so weird because I feel like I'm talking to God. I have 10,000 questions, and I want to spit them all out at once. What about alcohol? What about exercise? What about sleep position? What about Ambien? What about over-the-counter sleeping pills?
Yes, good question.
Where should we? Let's begin with booze.
Okay, the booze.
I like to self-medicate, as my wife calls it, condescendingly. I like to drink a little red wine at night. Now, what's that do?
No problem with that.
Yeah.
As long as you drink alcohol early in the evening and not close to your bedtime.
Oh, I'll get started early.
So it gives you a false feeling of sleepiness, alcohol. Mm-hmm. And
yeah. And isn't a false feeling of sleepiness sleepy, though? I mean, you know
it
what
is,
I mean?
But it is a light sleep.
Uh-huh.
So you may wake up the next morning not well rested.
If you went to bed at midnight, when should you start drinking and when should you stop drinking?
About 2-3 hours before you should stop it. And people say 3-4 hours. So if early evening alcohol.
Okay, so let me do the math. I go to bed at 8:30 at night. I should start drinking about noon and knock off about 5:30 in the afternoon. Okay. All right. So really, 3 hours? What would be wrong with drinking right up to the point of going to bed or passing out as I do?
Well, like some medications, which are not really sleep medicines, and the over-the-counter medications for sleeping applies to them also, it gives you a false feeling of sleeping, puts you into a light sleep. In other words,
you toss and turn.
You toss and turn, and you wake up in the morning not so well-rested.
What products are these?
These are antihistamines, the most advertised drugs you see in the over-the-counter.
What about Tylenol PM? A lot of people
take
that.
It has antihistamines in it.
When should you take that, if at all, or do you ever recommend taking those?
For people who have minimal sleep problems, once the blue moon, they can take almost anything. It'll work for them. But for heavy-duty insomniacs, these class of drugs do not work.
And what about Ambien?
Very good drug.
Yummy.
Very good drug.
Yummy. Yeah, Brusca's
no,
on so, it
no
right
side
now.
Effects?
Well, in fact, they have a new product called Ambien CR, which is kind of a controlled release. For some people, they may have some after effect, but for the most part, it's a very smooth drug.
Well, diarrhea and effing up morning shows is the number one side effect I've learned of Ambien. But taking a week to put a clock up on a wall is the number one. I read it right on the packet. But yeah, what about now the slow release stuff? Because the old stuff, sometimes you'd take it and then 6 hours later you'd wake up and it'd still be the middle of the night and you're up.
Right. So there are new classes of sleeping pills which are very specific for sleep, as opposed to the older generation of antidepressants or antihistamines, which had some sedation and some sleepiness effect.
Can you take Ambien for 6 months, or should you take it for a week and then knock it off?
Well, the previous class of Ambien, it was recommended only for a short time, but the new class is used for a longer period of time.
You know what I want, too? I want the thing, you know, they do the label on the side of the bottle that's no booze. Yeah. It's the martini glass with the slash through it, which says no booze. And there's two reasons they have the no booze sticker on the side of the medication. Sometimes it's because you'll just go in some crazy euphoric state and who knows what you'll do. And then other times it's because you're doing damage to your liver. You shouldn't take this thing. It has Tylenol in it. And if you drink booze with it, you'll be doing damage to your liver. I would like to know the difference. Because if it means I'm going to the next level, if it means I'm going to supersize this drug, then I want the booze. But if it's eating a hole in my liver, I don't want the booze. And I always take my chances and figure, I'll drink a little booze with this, but I would like it broken down.
Right. Remember, some of these medicines and also alcohol and related substances, they put you to sleep. The effect is not exactly 2 + 2 being 4. 2 + 2 could be 6. So mm-hmm. when you take alcohol with a sleeping
pill, that's why I do it. Yeah,
the effect is potentially.
I'm actually looking for 8, right. But here we have to take a break. I have questions about naps. I have questions about sleep position because I'll tell you, I got a kid on the way, and I am going to force that kid to sleep on his back. Because when you learn to sleep on your back, the world is your futon. It really is. Or if you're an idiot like me and you have to sleep on your face, you can never get comfortable. You see these people on the airplanes, they're belly sleepers, and they're on a 6-hour flight, and you see them kind of in a weird fetal pretzel position where they're trying to roll over on their face. Meanwhile, the people who sleep on their back at night at home are happily sawing logs with the seat reclined. I'm going to work this out. And I want to know, can you train yourself? Can you flip yourself over? Interesting. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. Dr. Ansari's here. He's the medical director of the Beverly Hills Sleep Center. Many more questions for him. Also, Joe Buck calling in, Big Tad out breaking the law. All sorts of stuff. We'll be right back after this.
Are listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM. Thank you very much.
Yeah, 866-901-ADAM. Dr. Ali Ansari is here, medical director, Beverly Hills Sleep Center. I really think that this is one of those issues that makes a huge impact in people's lives, but they never really look into it. It just sort of is what it is. And if you could start dialing it in, your life, your quality of life would be much improved. Like a couple years ago, I finally got one of those masks, you know, the things that block out the light. Mm. You know, you put earplugs in.
Those
you get
awesome.
Get a good pillow, get a decent mattress. It really, really changes your perspective on life. What is, if you can think of a couple of things that people don't know that it would fall under Sleep 101, they should know and they're not doing it.
Good sleeping habits. Many people do not have a good sleeping habit. And the ABCs are as following. You don't exercise, you don't drink alcohol, you don't eat food within 3 to 4 hours.
Really? Exercise, right. Not good.
So you see these gyms which are 24-hour.
Yeah.
People go to the gym at midnight, go home with the hopes of sleeping in an hour. They can't do that. The body is awake.
Really?
Yeah, but if I wake up at 6 and I go to the gym, I can come home and I'm so tired by then, I'll just go back to sleep.
Right, but you don't want to exercise just before going to bed.
You don't.
Oh,
right. And that, what does that do? Just essentially sort of heats your engine up and it takes
you
a while to cool down?
Exactly. Same applies to eating. Mm. So you want to slow down. When the sleeping time comes, you want to slow down and get into the routine of dimming the lights, getting into the habit of, putting on a gown. Dimming the light, and your body learns to
candles.
Adjust to that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Could I put
make
some pajama bottoms on, or do I have to wear the gown? Because I feel.
So what you see in a community,
yeah,
the bedrooms are becoming headquarters.
Mm.
You have the TV, you have
rented
the
that
fridge,
last week.
You have the laptop, people work in the bed, and that's absolutely incorrect.
That's incorrect. So you need to start
working in the bed.
You need to start. What? That's what I've been telling my wife. I'll put the gown on. There'll be no more working in the bedroom, and I'm going to need you to return the beta version of headquarters before we get fined. I would do the opposite. I would work out at night. I would drink copious amounts of red wine at night, and I would eat, 10 minutes before I fell asleep. Sometimes actually falling asleep with food in my mouth. Almost choked on a corn dog the other night.
Can I ask a question about naps?
Yeah.
Because you were asking, Mike Lynch was asking about naps, and I have a question, because I heard that if you take a nap, it's something about like the hormone that's released, like melatonin or something. If you take a nap, then you're not going to have enough of that hormone to properly make you fall asleep at night.
But before I address that, let me give you the biggest tip. bedroom is only for sleeping and intimate relationship. Mm. Nothing that. I knew this would bring up a lot of questions. But back to your question.
Oh, just quick question. Is masturbation covered under the intimate relation umbrella, or do I have to go somewhere with that?
What about breakfast? Can I have breakfast in the bedroom?
See, all wrong.
No, so the bed. So you should start associating your bedroom with sleep.
Excellent.
Not with watching 4 hours of TV or whacking away on the computer.
That's the biggest tip from this whole discussion is bedroom is only for sleeping and intimate relationship.
And start winding it down. See, our problem is everyone has to go to bed at 8:30 at night. So if we're going to exercise or we're going to eat or we're going to drink our red wine, we're going to be doing it at noon. You know, that if we have to do it hours before we go to bed. All right.
This is a problem with people who have to wake up early in the morning. But back to
your
comment on the nap, you're entitled to a certain number of hours of sleep. And that's the magic number Adam was raising earlier.
Right.
Now, if you, by definition, nap is a short sleeping time to allow you to rest, half an hour, maybe once or twice a day, at the right time and not the wrong. So what is the right time for napping? Many people use that siesta thing.
Yeah.
Taking half an hour after lunch, which is good.
That's right. That's
but
why their economy sucks.
But there are people who take long
there.
Naps. Yep. Mm-hmm. So the long naps, like for example, long episodes of sleeping, which is not anymore nap, 2 hours in the evening, that's wrong.
Because
it takes away from your sleeping time. So for example, if you go home and you feel you're sleepy and you take your nap, as you say, for 2 hours between 5 and 7, don't expect to be able to go to bed and sleep at 10 or 11.
So the nap should be about a half hour.
Half an hour, once, at most twice, at the right time. You never want to take a nap between 4 and 7 p.m. That's a forbidden zone.
Why?
Oh, really?
Because that may have a negative impact on your sleep at night.
So you do it earlier, obviously, than 4 o'clock. And you exercise earlier, and you eat earlier, and you do everything, and you just start ratcheting it down as you get closer to bedtime.
If you had the option, the best time to exercise would be, for people who can, getting home and exercising in the evening, hopefully between 6 and 7,
mm-hmm.
having dinner early on,
mm-hmm.
taking a shower, 2 hours later you go to bed.
Right. That, what about the intimate relations?
Yeah, when does that fit in?
When do we do that?
And what do you mean by that?
Yes, I'm not sure what that is. You talk about dry humping? Just say intimate relations one more time. I find it provocative.
Sleeping position, you asked a question about
that. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Creatures, human beings being part of them.
Yes.
They're more comfortable sleeping on the side. So
the side.
Just imagine a lion, an elephant. They don't sleep on their backs.
Right.
They sleep on their side.
Right.
Human beings mostly sleep on their back, but believe it or not,
mostly
they think they sleep on their back.
But they're all over
the place. But then all over the place, they sleep on different positions. When it comes to people who have snoring problems, it's a whole different topic.
Yeah.
They prefer to sleep on the side. People who have sinus problems, nose problems, deviated septum, nasal allergies, they say.
So do you sleep on your back?
I sleep on my side.
You're a side. Rachel, where are you? You on the side?
Yeah, I think I'm mostly a side. Sometimes I'm back with my hands above my head.
Oh, yeah.
Just dangerous because I'll elbow you.
When your boyfriend ties you up. What about you, Sheck? How say you?
Start on the side, but I always wake up on my back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How say you?
I sleep on my face, and that's part of the problem.
Oh,
and I really
bad.
Do think the back is better, not only for your back, but your neck. And then I sort of sleep with my arms tucked under my face, so I wake up with, like, red marks and stuff. It's a horrible sleeping position. I have to correct that, but I don't know what to do. I can't break myself.
Believe it or not, the fetal position on the side is probably the best for the back and also for sleeping.
All right.
And you get used to it, so you can sort of train yourself.
If I sleep on my back, I start snoring immediately. That's
at least
according to my wife.
That's across the board. Most people have the same problem.
My wife reported to me the other night when she woke me up and said, you're snoring. I reported back to her while I was asleep, obviously. Good. That's how I know I'm sleeping. Funny, even when I'm asleep, everybody.
What's the best way?
We got to go to break.
So many questions.
Spit it out,
Rachel.
What's the best way to fall asleep, like, for a nap? Because, you know, I'm wound up in the afternoon. Like, how do I just
He already
myself?
Said, drink a bottle or two of wine.
Oh.
But don't. You don't have to. If you don't need to, why take a nap?
You mean if you can't fall asleep, you shouldn't be taking a nap.
See, you may feel the urge to take a nap. But if you, there are people who are tired and there are people who are sleepy. There's a distinction. You can go to the gym and exercise. You get tired, but you're not necessarily sleepy.
Mm. All right. So if you can't fall asleep, then maybe you shouldn't be taking a nap.
Exactly.
All right. We need to take ourselves a break. I want to thank Dr. Ali, and sorry for coming in here, Medical Director, Beverly Hills Sleep Center. Come back. We have much more to discuss, but not today.
I'll be happy to. Thank you for inviting me.
Big celebrities waiting. We have Joe Buck, Fox Sports commentator, comedian Mike Epps. We also have Arlen Williams coming in here. Big Tad's out, thumbing his nose at the law, sports, news, everything after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. Joe Buck, the guy has the best job in television and in radio, is going to be calling in a couple of few, going to give us a little update on the playoffs, football playoffs. I think he's heading for Seattle right now to cover the Panthers-Seattle game on Sunday. Quick check-in with Big Tad, who was instructed to go out and run Red Arrows. Big Tad?
What's up, guys?
How have you done?
I've done, so far, I haven't hit a red light yet because I've been waiting for you to call me, but now I'm getting ready to do it right about now, so hold on.
Hold on. You can't talk and steer your car to the left simultaneously?
Oh, yeah, I can.
All right. And you've not missed a red light in the last 42 minutes?
No, I mean, I haven't done it yet because I thought you wanted to do it.
Here's how you know we run an honest morning show, by the way. If we're dishonest, Big Tad would be calling from the next room saying he's done 155 of them thus far. Instead, he's done zero.
Which, by the way, would have made for better radio.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a reason why they do that.
I just wish I could have been there seeing him avoid all these red lights for the past 45 minutes.
Where, Tad?
Yes, sir.
What city are you in?
Culver City, I think.
Shocking. Culver's it's an Indian name meaning home of the arrow. There's nothing but red arrows in Culver City. So did you run one, Tad?
I'm actually doing 90 right now, trying to get to another light. Hold on.
Did you do the one light already?
Yeah, I made that one.
Okay. All right. Do you feel good? Do you feel liberated?
Here we go. I'm getting ready to, I'm pulling up to a red light right now. Coming across, and as soon as this traffic comes across, I'm going to run this son of a gun.
I guarantee he's sitting at a drive-thru at a Jack in the Box right now. Right now.
Here we go. Wait, hold on. All right. No cops behind me.
No cops behind. That's right. Head on a swivel,
buddy. I would
like
to see him do it when there was a cop there.
Tad, you're...
Here we go.
You doing it?
I'm doing it, baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes.
So liberating. Tad is a true thrill seeker, too, because he cannot turn his head. Most of us can look left and look right. Tad has no movement in his neck because of his chins. Tad?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
You keep thumbing your nose at the law and check back with us. And now, without further ado, it's the birthday girl's time to shine. Rachel Perry with news.
Headlines. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
The United States has no intention of raising the security threat level because of comments from Osama bin Laden released on a tape yesterday. In response to Osama's suggestion of a negotiated truce, Dick Cheney says, "We do not negotiate with terrorists. I think you have to destroy them." There you go.
Solid. Yeah, I like that. I like that tough talk. And I don't know, what does he think? We're all going to step up and, you know, the doves are going to fly and we're going to extend the olive branch to him. I mean, even if we wanted to do that, who in this government could actually say we wanted to, even if they wanted to? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
They couldn't admit that. I can't believe the guy's still alive.
Yeah. Well, they confirmed it was his voice on the tape. We'll talk more about that later. Sadly, singer Wilson Pickett died yesterday of a heart attack, age of 64, famous for songs like this one.
I have to put your flat feet on that ground.
Mustang Sally. It was a simpler time when soul singers were equating chicks to cars and singing about them running all over town. I hate this song, by the way, but it doesn't make me glad he's gone. It's tragic. I just don't like the song.
Oh, all right.
But I like Wait Until the Midnight Hour. That's another big one.
That's another one. Yesterday, a judge granted the request that Angelina Jolie's two children can take Brad Pitt's last name, reflecting he's going to become their adopted father. Their last names now will be Jolie Pitt.
Pitt is a horrible last name that nobody really recognizes because they're so busy staring at Brad Pitt and his amazing eyes and his beautiful life. But Pitt, it's really a horrible name.
Hmm.
If this guy drove a Zamboni or a garbage truck for a living and you were going to marry him, Rachel Pitt, no thanks.
I'm just going to keep my own.
Yeah.
It's
Rachel Perry Pitt. Ooh.
Ooh.
Couldn't say that without spitting on someone, though. What's your name? Rachel Perry Pitt? Say it. Don't spray it, baby.
A recent literacy study found that half of students at four-year colleges and three-quarters of students at two-year colleges lack the basic ability to comprehend credit card offers or understand the arguments in newspaper editorials. But they were, however, capable of completing moderately challenging tasks like identifying a location on a map.
Wow. There is hope for us.
Yeah.
I think everyone's just getting incredibly stupid. I really think society's been dumbed down completely, and we're creating a generation of tards. We don't give grades out anymore. We don't punish anyone. We don't shame anyone. There's no dunce caps. There's no sitting in the corner. There's none of that. When I grew up, there was a donkey squad for troublemakers. I say bring back the donkey squad.
We're just, well, I'll talk about it later. I'm Rachel Perry, and that's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Well, it's just about here. NFL Championship Weekend. Sunday, Pittsburgh.
Say it, don't spray it, Dave.
Carolina at Seattle. We'll get to that in a minute. NBA last night. Lakers up in Schwarzenegger to play the Kings. Kobe goes for 51, but Mike Bibby goes triple-double. And Sacramento beats L.A. in overtime. Detroit beats the Knickerbockers, who are playing without Antonio Davis. He was suspended 5 games by the league for jumping into the stands to save a drunken fan from his loon of a wife.
Yeah.
You see this?
Yes.
Finger wagging, head bobbing back and forth. Very scary for the fella.
Yeah.
Pac-10 ball last night. Arizona, Oregon, Cal, and 10th-ranked Washington. All winners. NHL, San Jose loses. Phoenix, Anaheim, and L.A. All winners in that L.A. game. Luke Robitaille becomes the Kings' all-time leading goal scorer.
The guy who got scratched, I think, is suing the family.
Yeah, class act, yeah.
Yeah, let me just tell you this from experience. You get into it with an NBA player's wife, you will be scratched. They all have 20-inch long nails with unicorns spray painted on them. So be careful.
Now, Joe Buck joining us momentarily, but you know he's apparently on his way to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I have an announcement to make.
You're pregnant?
No. This isn't time for
you. Okay.
I'm sorry. A laugh, Ace, but this is serious business we're getting to.
Yeah, you like a laugh? Why don't you provide one every once in a while?
Ouch, but we'll move on from that.
Okay.
Here's the story. Mm-hmm. I'm on my way. I've booked fare for a place named Denver, Colorado.
Mm.
I'll be in the stands. Yes, I'll be in a sea of navy and orange, but in my heart, black and gold. I carry the thousands, nay, millions, who would like to see a black and gold Super Bowl.
Did you say nay or gay?
Both. Yay?
Yay? How say you?
Yay.
I say nay. Yeah, you were there last year when they lost, were you not? Yay?
Yay.
In Pittsburgh?
Yay.
You're there every year. Perhaps you're the kiss of death.
Yay.
Okay.
May.
Okay.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Speaking of sports, the great Joe Buck is on the line, Joe.
Have I been elevated to status and I didn't realize it?
Yes.
Well,
you're very good at your job. You are. And I've never heard any crap spoken about Joe Buck.
Oh, God. Are you kidding?
Well, all right, I was lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I've heard plenty of crap on you, so let's just be fair.
Please, be fair. You're working with Troy Aikman and Chris Collinsworth this weekend?
No, I haven't worked with Chris for a year now.
Oh, you haven't?
No, he's gone.
Says on my card that's who you'll be teamed up with.
That's
there's another firing for the Adam Carolla show.
Yeah, can you fire yourself again?
Listen, no one knows more than me that Troy, he only works with Troy Aikman, and I just had to slip by me.
Okay. So no one knows more than you, except for you don't know anything. Boy, are we in trouble.
3 years together, but he is now going to be part of the NBC team next year, so Fox gave him a head start on his preparation and told him to hit the bricks.
But you'll be working with Aikman.
I'll be working with Troy Aikman, yes.
He seems to have bounced back from his multiple head traumas.
And the good thing is you can kind of joke about it with him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, concussions are not really usually a laughing matter, but, you know, there are a few hits that happen that I just kind of look over at him and make sure that he's not drooling on his tie.
You went 2 for 2 last week.
I did well. You know what? I got to say this, and this is where you rank in my life. At the end of the Carolina-Chicago game, I'm driving out of there. I'm sorry, I'm being driven out of there.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, you know what? I did okay on Adam's show because I actually picked the game that I was doing. I picked the road team to win, and they won. And I felt good about that, and I thought about you on my way out.
Thank you. I did not think about you as I was going 0-for-4. And Sheck may or may not have thought about you as he was going 4-0.
4 out of 4 last week. 8-0 on the entire postseason. That's
quite a thing.
You know,
the best thing that happened last weekend, though, was that Jerome Bettis' Hall of Fame career didn't end on a fumble.
Say it again.
Well, I was telling Sheck shortly thereafter over at Kimmel's house when he came over, beaming, shining like a new dime after his team's victory. I said, you know, the only bad news to his fumble not being taken to the house and the Colts winning is Bettis would have for sure played another season. He would have never gone out on that note.
You're right. I think you're right. I thought about that. And I also, let me tell you, of all the guys that I've run across in the NFL, Major League Baseball, we kind of talked about this last week, Jerome Bettis is one of the nicest, most normal, down-to-earth guys you'll ever meet. So, you know, take football out of it. He's just a good guy, and he's easy to root for. So when that happened, I thought, oh, my God, this guy is going to be in the, you know, he's in the top five all-time on the rushing list, and he's going to be known for doing a Pisarcik fumble at the end of a playoff game when they should be headed to the championship.
That's exactly right. It would have been about 1,000 times worse than the Pisarcik fumble. Exactly. At his own one with 1 minute to go in the playoff game, about to pull one of the biggest upset in recent NFL history.
Unbelievable. Go ahead.
I was going to say there's a part of me that wanted him to take it to the house just because of how absurd it would have been and how it would have been. It would have your kids, grandkids would have seen it on highlight reels 2,000 years from now.
That's true.
I wouldn't have had kids or grandkids because I would have passed away immediately, like all the other people having heart attacks back in Pittsburgh.
But I've stored some of your seed, thankfully.
Oh,
yeah, so you would have had kids.
Where are you keeping that?
I keep it in a Coleman cooler in the basement with some dry ice.
Nothing could happen to that.
Joe is going to be in Seattle coming up on Sunday doing the Panthers game. And, of course, we're going to ask you for picks. And the thing we love about Joe Buck is even though he's calling the game, he still has opinions and he still has picks. And he's man enough to do it, whereas other wussies like Collinsworth, like the aforementioned Collinsworth, will not say it as if they have some magical power over the game. They won't pick a game that they're actually going to call, but Joe will. And, Joe, how say you?
Well, let me give you the spreads. We'll start with the first game, Pittsburgh at Denver. Denver gives 3.
First of all, can I get fired for this somehow?
No.
Okay.
And if you do, we'll give you a job here. We're looking for a producer.
Like Dave. I think Dave does a better job than I could do. I got to be honest with you.
That's good. See, he's got a sense of humor, too.
When he throws the word nay into a sports report, that's good. I think I like Denver in that game, but that's one of those that I could see going either way. The other game, the game that I'm doing, I really still like Carolina.
Seattle in that one giving 3.5 to Carolina.
I think the points are the difference in that. I mean, I'm not 100% sure Carolina's going to win the game. In fact, I could easily see Seattle winning, getting on a roll. Hasselbeck has had a great year. But I think Carolina is going to end up in the Super Bowl. And if not, I think they'll end up, you know, making it close enough to where they're a good pick.
Yeah, well, people forget that Delhomme really only has one loss in the playoffs, and that's in the Super Bowl, and that was a tight game, and he played well. He doesn't get the credit, I believe, because he's sort of a hillbilly. People look at him as serious, just a sort of bumpkin from the bayou. And he really doesn't get credit. He doesn't have the je ne sais quoi that the Bradys of the world have. I really do think they look at Delhomme, they sort of size him up as a person and think, oh, this guy should be filling my gas tank, not going to the Super Bowl. And so we discount him. Meanwhile, he's 4-1 or 5-1 in the playoffs, and his one loss was to a dynasty in a close game.
And he's clutch. I mean, he's been one of the best fourth quarter quarterbacks for the last 2 years, regular season. And his playoff quarterback rating, if you care about stuff like that, which I'm sure you don't, is number two all time on the list. This guy is a clutch player. Steve Smith is the most dangerous player on the field in either game. And I think they're the best coach team of all the teams that are left out there. And that's with Shanahan and everybody out there, Cowher. I think John Fox does the best job and gets zero credit around the NFL for what he's done.
I would like to add this. I would say that not only is Steve Smith the most dangerous guy on the field for either team, but off the field, outside the stadium, probably more dangerous than anybody we know as well. And I like the idea that he can get wide open in the first quarter multiple times.
What's Chicago doing? Do they know that the guy is pretty good and maybe they should put a guy or six over in his area?
Feel free to leave the lanky, slow white guy on the other side alone and go ahead and double up on Smith. There's a decent chance they may get him the rock every once in a while.
Unbelievable. And, you know, they do that throw where Smith just stands up, Delhomme throws it to him, and then it's like one-on-one. And they consider that a run in their playbook because it's so safe. And if the guy starts sniffing around and getting up close to him, Smith will just blow right by him. So he's tough to stop. Nobody's figured it out yet. And I think Seattle's going to have a tough time with him, too.
So you'll take you'll take the Panthers and the points in Seattle.
Yeah.
And then you're going to take Denver in the points. Sorry,
I don't know why. You know,
all right. It's a coin toss.
I could see that game being close enough. But I'll take the home team. One of the two home teams I got to take.
Thank you very much for calling in, Joe.
All right, guys. My pleasure. Talk to you sometime, maybe in baseball season. I'm shutting her down after this week.
Oh, really? That's it for you?
That's all you get. I'm giving America a break.
Well, we don't need one from the likes of Joe Buck, but thank you for offering anyway. Joe Buck, everyone. Sunday, 3:30 is when the game is on Fox. That's the Seahawks and Panthers. And what is the other game? Noon? Check?
Noon LA time. Yes, West Coast time.
West Coast time. And you'll be there.
I'll be in Mountain Time Zone.
How can we find you? You'll be the one with the terrible towel?
This is me. Terrible. The golden towel waving above the orange and navy. And I'll be making this noise at game's end.
Wow. Look forward to that. All right. We will take a little break. When we come back, we'll do a little Last Kiss Rodeo. This game is sweeping the nation. I think our own birthday girl, Rachel Perry, will be playing this.
Ooh, what a birthday treat.
Harlan Williams, actor, comedian, will be in here. Also, Mike Epps, comedian, going to be in here. All that after this.
Listen to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. 866-901-ADAM is the phone number. We're going to play a little Ass Kiss Rodeo. I'll explain how that goes in a second. Birthday girl, Rachel Perry.
I just got really nervous.
Is going to be playing. It's all right.
Got really nervous.
Big Tad?
Hey, guy.
Don't call me guy or dude or bro.
I'm sorry.
Hey, guy.
I'm just used to talking to my friends like that.
Right. Let me hang on a second. Who do you think is dumber, the guy who calls guys guy, the guy who calls guys dude, or the guy who calls guys bro?
Bro.
Bro?
Yeah, bro. Bro.
Bro's the dumbest.
How about chief?
Chief?
Or buddy.
I would like Mac. I like someone to bring Mac and Bub back.
I like Governor.
Governor's good. Yeah. Fresh new tea.
Yeah.
Okay.
How say you, Governor?
I would like them to combine them all into Guy Dude Bro. As a matter of fact, that would be a good name. Because there's got to be a guy who has the last name of Dude Bro. And you just name your son Guy. What's your son's name? Oh, that's Guy. Oh, nice to meet you, Mr. Dude Bro. Oh, you call me Guy. Guy Dude Bro? Awesome. All right. That's
Governor
my,
Guy Dude Bro.
That's my, that's his brother, Mac. Mac Dude Bro.
Is wow. The adopted Native American chief.
Yeah, Chief Dude Chief Bro. Dude Bro. Hey. I like it when a guy, this is how you know the guy's borderline retarded, when the guy calls a woman dude. Like, and the interruption dude, like where the chick's talking. I think we ought to, dude, you don't see the bra straps? Dude. Interesting. Hey, Guy Dude Bro.
Hey, Mac.
Tad Dude Bro.
Yeah.
All right. So you're in what city?
I'm still in Culver City.
All right.
I was at a red light. I was waiting for you to come back, but it turned green. So I'm looking for another red light right now.
All right. Well,
he can't just be running them without our listening.
Well, the thing is that there was traffic going that way, and I would have hit somebody. So.
Well, whatever. If you have to take one for the team, Tad, take one for the team. All right. Continue running those red arrows. Would you, Guy, do, bro?
Dude, bro, dude.
All right. Yeah. I like chief. Yeah, governor. I like boss.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's a nice one, too? They're very condescending, but they still work champ.
Yeah. That's a condescending, yes.
Yeah, but you go into any boxing gym, and there's an old black guy who's bald. He's reading the sports section. He's sitting on a folding chair by the front. Hey, champ. You could be 0-129. Hey, champ. Everyone's champ. You wouldn't mind someone calling you a champ for a change, would you?
Yeah, I'd like to feel what it's like to be a winner, even if it's fake. You know, Ace is a big one, too, but of course that's your Christian name. So
Ace Dude Bro. All right, it's time to play a little Ass Kiss Rodeo. The way this game is played is, I talk, people listen, and they kiss my ass.
People love to kiss your ass is the point. So we're trying to find out who the best of the best is. So many people.
I try to buck them off by twisting and turning and changing direction, and we see if they can stay with me. Now, in the past, we had Jake come in here. He's a writer over at Kimmel. He tried. He gave a good effort. I feel like I contribute enough. I don't see why I have to pay taxes, you know?
You should never pay taxes. You never have to.
What I do on the radio, that's not enough? The advice I give, the mirth I bring?
Way more. Way more than enough. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. Well, producer, let's hear a little producer, Brusca.
No, taxes. That's
well, I tell you what would hit the spot right now is a good pizza.
Well, you should have one, and I should run and get one.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm a pepperoni man.
Pepperoni is delicious, The mushroom, terrible. Pepperoni, by far and away, the best.
Yeah. Well, speaking of mushroom, that sounds pretty good on a pizza right now, too.
I think you're right. I think mushroom is very good, very tasty.
I think after I'm done eating my pizza, I'm going to put an M80 in a cat's butt.
You know, the cat deserves to be blown up.
See? Do you see? And you know what? People know it when you're doing it to somebody else, but when you're having it done to yourself, you don't feel it. It's like you could get a horrible haircut. Everyone in the room could know it's horrible, but to the person who got it, everyone's going, oh, you look thinner, you look younger. They love it. Why not? I'll tell you, it's a way to get ahead in business. Start kissing ass. Everyone does that thing, oh, nobody likes an ass kisser. They don't. The guy's getting his ass kissed. Who's the guy, who, by the way, is the guy who's signing the checks? He likes getting his ass kissed. They do too much of that stuff in movies, you know, where the guy, he runs the Fortune 500 company, and the guy comes up from the mailroom, and he says, sir, I'm sorry, but I don't think you're running this company right. And the guy goes, you know what? That took guts, son. I like the cut of your chin. That never happens in real life. It's real. Who is this peon? You're fired. As a matter of fact, drag him out, kick his ass in the alley. I've heard enough of that. Now, who wants to kiss my ass? That's how life works. Movies really steer you in the wrong direction. I'm going to teach my kid to be a little brown noser. Maybe I'll name the kid Brown Noser. Brown Noser Guy Dude Bro.
Yeah, the CEO would hire him without even an interview. Oh, he's a brown noser.
Brown noser.
Get him in here.
Brown Noser Dude Bro, you're on. Yeah. We have 401k for you, Brown Nose Dude, bro. All right. Now, Rachel Perry, because it's her birthday, who did we miss here? We got Braska. Oh, Lynch, our own sound effects man, Mike Lynch. Let's hear what that sounded like. I'm always looking for a new religion. Judaism seems to be the front runner so far for me. I like it.
Well, yeah, you should be a Jew. It's a smart, intelligent decision.
Yeah, on the other hand, I like watching college football.
They don't deserve you. You're the chosen people, not them. And they killed our Lord and Savior.
Wait, what happened?
It was edited poorly. I should have checked it earlier.
Oh, okay.
That was my fault, and you didn't deserve that.
Fortunately for Lynch, his ass-kissing skills are superior to his editing skills, and that's why he's the number one ranked ass-kisser.
You have been number one.
I hold the belt buckle. Yeah,
okay.
Ass-kiss rodeo belt buckle.
Well, there's someone trying to lay siege to the Brown throne. Her name would be Rachel Perry.
So nervous.
It's all right, baby.
So nervous. I'm going to screw up.
I was going to say just act natural, but that would be a disaster. You're not laughing.
It's saying, you wouldn't make it
saying,
one
I wasn't
second.
Funny.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't stay on this pony for 1 second if you act natural. All right, I'm going to say just do the exact opposite of whatever instincts tell you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. You ready to start?
Okay.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo. Yeah, I'm thinking of going on vacation this summer, but I can't decide. I'm thinking Hawaii.
Really? I love Hawaii. That's my favorite place in the whole wide world. The tikis, the hula girls. You should go there.
I'm going with Kona.
Love
I'm
it.
Going with the island of Kona.
Kona. They have the coffee there. Do you like coffee? You have the...
I don't like coffee. I like tea.
Really? I love tea. My family's from England, so I drink tea all the time.
I'm really more of a postum man.
I don't... Yeah.
You see, your instinct always say, what the hell are you talking about? That was your Achilles heel.
She was talking about herself. That's not how you ask us. She needs to talk about yourself.
Wow.
You're right.
30 years of life wasn't enough experience for her to learn how to do. Maybe when you're 40.
No idea how to do that.
They don't have postum in Canada.
What is postum?
It's crappy Ovaltine.
You said Ovaltine. I would have known what that was.
But to post them is, I don't know what that is, but coming out of your mouth, it sounds like poetry. You see? That's how it's done.
Yeah.
But you've had all the practice.
Adam,
you've had so much practice
doing
it. No matter
what you say, I agree. Everything you do is genius.
I'm a utter failure.
Yeah. Well, yes.
I retain the belt buckle.
Well, we are going to have a huge belt buckle made up for the winner of Ass Kiss Rodeo. And... you'll wear that thing out and get yourself laid on the weekend.
So far, the listeners haven't represented themselves as being particularly adroit in the sport.
Yeah, we tried
one yesterday, but he wasn't that good.
We've had a couple, and they've both failed miserably.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it looks.
Well, let's try Ken. Ken wants to talk about something else, but maybe
hey,
we can...
Hey, good morning, man. No, I'll kiss your ass, too, if you want.
Will you?
Oh, absolutely. You're the best guy. You're the best ass I've ever seen.
Thanks.
I guess I'm not that good. All right, here's
hold on, hold on. You want to try a little ass kiss rodeo?
Yeah, why not? For a belt buckle? What the hell?
Yeah. All right, Rachel Perry barely got mounted onto that bull.
Yeah, but if anyone's going to mount her, you're just the guy to do it.
Nice. Out of the gate, hot.
I already don't like Ken. Hey, Ken.
Hey, a lot of people don't like me. You've got good taste.
I'm thinking about... good man. I'm thinking about getting another dog. I'm thinking German Shepherd because I want some protection around the house.
A guy like you doesn't need protection. I've seen you on TV. You're manly.
Wow. Ooh. Yeah. Also, maybe a lab, though, because I want a dog that's good with kids.
Hey, if you ever had kids, they would be prodigies. You need a dog to protect kids like that.
I'm sorry. It was good ass kissing, but it was bumpy.
I see.
It was a little turbulent.
And a true ass kiss would know that you have beautiful twins on the way.
That's right. Ooh, thank you. Let's give yourself
so he lacked in the style department, is
well,
what you're saying.
Here's the thing about the Ass Kiss Rodeo. You get points for content. That's sort of a technical score. But then there's the presentation.
I see.
There's the style. There's a compulsory part of it, Ass Kiss Rodeo. And then there's how much your personal flair do you bring to it? How silky smooth is it? The words were here. On paper, if you read a transcript of Ass Kiss Rodeo, that would have been strong, but it was bumpy in delivery.
Mm-hmm. No, he was game coming out of the gate, but he couldn't hold on long enough.
All right. We will take ourselves a little break. Harlan Williams coming in here next, or are we going to have Mike Epps, comedian?
Well, no, they're coming in a little bit later, both of them. Actually,
hold on. What kind of ass-kiss rodeo is that?
I apologize. You're 100% correct. They can come in whenever you want.
Okay, but who's next?
Next is actually Tara and the Hot Tales Girls coming in, and we're going to set up that date that we talked about a couple days ago with Mike August, our booker who can't get late.
Oh, man, is she fine? She's wearing tight. Stand up, Taryn, would you please?
She can't hear you.
A little delay there. A little delay.
She's wearing tight shirt. I'll give her the thumbs up. Yes, tight shirt, tight pants. Ah, beautiful. Beautiful cup of Asian tea.
Yes, she is.
Thanks, sweetie. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah, man. You are listening to the Adams Carolla Show. Call Adams now at 866-901-ADAM. Yeah, 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 man.
Oh, you gotta love those Hasidic Jews. Phone number, 866-901-ADAM. Harlan Williams, comedian Harlan Williams, is going to be in here. Mike Epps, comedian Mike Epps, will be in a couple of few. Little residual from last break. Somebody called in, wants to play Ass Kiss Rodeo. Cue that up, Mike, shall we?
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo! Raul?
Yes, sir.
You up for playing a little Ass Kiss Rodeo?
I'll kiss your ass. Adam, I've been listening to you since you first filled in for that 1-800 on the Love Line about 10 years ago.
You've been
I'm a loyal listener. I want to be a resident in Booville. And if you had a kid, they'd have the best Brillo heads in the world.
Making fun of the Brillo head already.
No, I like the Brillo head.
Oh?
you don't know. There's women. I got a Brillo head.
Oh, you got a Brillo head.
Yeah. Can you get thrown off and jump back on?
I think
the
it was
gate
one of those.
Wasn't even open yet, right?
Yeah, I think we didn't open the gate yet, so technically he's still on the bull. All right, okay. Roel, let's try this. I enjoy salad. I like dressings on those salad. I'm a Roquefort man. How say you?
You know, salad's real good because it's good for your digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real good. Salad's real good. I like the greens.
Informative.
Oh, no. He went. He turned it on himself. Rachel Perry got thrown off for the same thing.
Yeah, I fell into that trap.
It's not about your ass. It's my ass. It's Adam's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
No matter what you say, I agree. Everything you do is genius.
Yeah, he said greens were good. Greens were good. And then he said, I like the greens. He didn't say the greens will help you move your bowels, your highness, or anything like that. He said, you don't turn it to yourself.
I like whatever you like, Adam, is
that's
one
the only
thing.
Acceptable
that's one
lie.
Way to go.
That's
right.
The only acceptable lie.
Yeah, I feel like I should practice and come back and try again.
I want you to take this in the spirit in which it's meant, but I'm going to be a little like Simon Cowell here, which is hang up your chaps.
Yeah.
I don't think it's in you.
You don't got it.
I don't either.
I think the best thing, you know, oftentimes the toughest thing, but the greatest gift a coach can give to an athlete is saying, look, it's time to hang up the spikes. It's just not your calling. I don't want to see you waste your time out here.
Mm.
You're going against your own grain.
You're going to wind up hurt.
You're going to get hurt.
Or worse, dead.
Yeah.
Yes, you're going to get hurt out there.
Yeah.
So, and again, I think you'd just be home spinning your wheels. Yeah. It's just not in your grain.
I agree.
Okay?
Yeah, you're right about that, Adam.
It would be...
She wants to get on the bull, I think.
Glimmer.
That was just the truth. Hmm. I just tell the truth.
Wow.
Wow.
He is there. Wow. Wow. All right, let's, you want to keep going or are we good?
Whatever you want to do, Adam.
Oh. See an improvement here.
Hey, I do have some thoughts about beefing up the borders here in California along Arizona and Texas, you know. I think we should build a wall, huge wall.
To keep the immigrants out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I hate those immigrants.
On the other hand, I think it sends kind of a weird message, you know, about this country. You know, bring us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, and then there's a big wall. I don't know if I like the way that looks.
Well, maybe you could just, you know, we're all one people, really, when it comes down to it, right?
Well, yeah, except for me. I think I'm better.
Well, you are, of course. None of us can compare to you. You're, you know, you're... The we all worship you, and we can come here. We could maybe make America a place that everybody can come together to worship you.
Yeah. And you know what the national drink would be once I'm in charge? Postum.
You know what? Whatever it is, it's probably amazing because you like it.
Do you enjoy Postum?
I'm sure I would if you like it.
What if I had a sip and then spat it into your mouth like a bird?
I could only imagine how amazing that experience would be.
Wow. Wow. Awesome. What if I just fed you that way? Everything entered me, passed through me, and then went into you.
Whichever way it comes to me from you, what a joy. The whole world would be happy to receive any sort of liquids or solids that came out of your...
A nice comeback.
Oh, no, wow.
That was solid.
Good improvement.
Hell of an improvement.
You know, I think I was more relaxed that time. I wasn't trying so hard.
You needed your ass kiss rodeo hymen broken. Mm. I think that's what it is.
That was it.
I think that's what it is, or bee hymen, as now, I like to call it.
Yes. Are you going to be going pro anytime soon? No, but you did show market improvement. And happy birthday.
Hey, wow. Thank you.
Dave Damish.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Now we have a business to take care of. As we spoke about earlier in the week, we have a staff here that hasn't been laid in many, many years. The man who spearheads that hasn't been laid staff is a man by the name of Mike August, the world's greatest talent booker.
Greatest power booker.
Power booker, yes. Don't believe me. Who else could get Ron Popeil to phone
the
in
great Ron
from
Popeil.
His house?
You tossed him away like a broken Vegematic. I can't believe it.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. Nobody books from within the building. Now, they're guys who have Rolodexes. Sure, they're guys who have connections with publicists and celebrities, but nobody books from within the building like Mike August.
I hear he's getting Dave Damashek to come in next week.
He's going
to
get Sheck in.
Yeah.
I hear he's booked the janitor and an engineer. Tentatively an engineer next year. Let's not jinx it. He's going to be coming in next week. There's maintenance guys he's booked. The guy who cleans the carpets, who runs the floor buffer. Again, security. He'll book anyone from within the actual building he's in.
In the meantime, he's booked himself a place on the couch at Kimmel's house on the spot closest to the food.
Yes,
for
yes.
Sunday. So.
That's what he does. And speaking of booking from within the actual building, he's booked the beautiful Taryn, the sales girl.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Ace.
Taryn, I want you to know that I like, there's a lot of foxy blondes that run free on the other side of the building who have the salesperson title, but I like you because you're spicy, you know? You
got spicy.
You get a little Asian flavor to you. Are you Vietnamese?
Yes, I am.
And I picked that too. Remember that?
Yes.
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 And spectacular. Beautiful ass, tall, nice, solid, perky B+ C cup. I would C cup. Good C?
Full C.
Full
wow.
C. Full C.
Stay away from the cans!
Si, senor.
And lips?
You can, full lips. I mean, Angelina Jolie-esque lips. I mean, she's hot.
Yeah.
Built for speed. And Mike says, full of crazy stories from Vietnam.
I don't know if they're crazy stories. They're certainly interesting stories.
I want to get to those. I want to get to your date. Mike hasn't had sex in 4 years.
Who counts?
And part of the reason is because he's very cheap, obviously.
Right. So he is going to go on a date with Taryn. And this is, I mean, there's some actual interest here. Is there not, Taryn?
There's some interest, but wait, you just said he was cheap?
He is cheap.
Oh, I don't know.
Thrifty is the word we prefer.
A look at it is a handicap. You know what I mean?
Let's just remember what my Britney score was last week for our date. What was it? Let's repeat. Let's review.
That he took it to Fatburger, by the way.
A 10.
Yeah, but
at 2:30 in the morning.
But
Fat
that
Burger.
Was
you
listen,
can't
that
diss
was
Fat
for
Burger.
Sport. This is serious business.
I have significant plans for tonight.
All right. Well, here's the deal. I'm making your plans because you're too cheap, and I know I don't want you to go to the bunch of lunch and hammer some vouchers
thank
at a
you,
salad
Adam.
Bar. You guys are going to the Palm, and I'm going to pick the meal out.
Oh,
and it, involves
oh wow!
Surf. I'm excited.
I'm actually. It's going to be so expensive. I found out there's something called surf. turf and surf again. It's two lobsters and some steak. Lobster bisque. I'm going to order the wine for you. This is going to be expensive, August.
Oh, my God.
All right.
We can't expense it either. It's coming out of your pocket this August.
We will take
so
a break.
Don't even ask.
We'll get back with this after these words.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. 866-901-ADAM is the phone number. Mike August, world's greatest inner building booker, is in here. He's not been laid for 4 years. He's not booked his penis a date in 4 years, everybody. Well, he could play some Ass Kiss Rodeo with that laugh. And Mike, part of the reason Mike hasn't been laid, I would suggest, is because he's so cheap.
That could be a factor, but not the factor.
It's actually a disease, is it not? And why are you so cheap? Your dad's a football coach. You went to college.
Did you just not answer your own question?
You made a decent living.
Football coaches make, not in
but
the modern age.
But you made a decent living, right?
No, we did not make a decent living.
But you have made a decent living.
Oh, I've made a very decent living, yes.
You used to work for William Morris,
that's
right?
Correct.
But
that's
so
correct.
He would steal a kernel of corn from a bingo card. He is that cheap. That cheap. And I'll tell you, the problem is you're going to have to buck up and treat Taryn like a queen, because I'm sure she's used to it. Taryn, yes?
Yes.
Taryn is, I'll tell you, Taryn is a crazy combination. She's a Vietnamese. She's tall. She has a great ass. And
perfect.
Perfect ass. And it, like I said, what you want in a beautiful ass is you don't want flat ass, you don't want bony ass or skinny ass, but you don't want wide ass.
Right.
She has a not too much latitude, but good longitude in the ass department. Amazing. Full, tall, solid C cup, blue eyes. Are those really
green,
the blue?
Green.
Is that green? Whose eyes
green.
Are those?
It's a glass eye, actually, but they're contacts.
Are they contacts?
Yes.
They're lovely.
Normally,
they're
they
lovely.
Don't work. They look weird. People look high and fish-eyed. You work, baby.
Thank you.
Amazing. Full
it
lips.
Is all happening.
And probably not a
August.
Stitch of hair on her.
August, you're agreeing too much with Ace here. You can't be like, oh, girl, yeah, I heard that. You can't be that kind of guy. You got to be like, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
On the inside and out. That's the sort of talk.
Well, that's what we'll find out tonight. We're going to have our first date. We're going to explore the beauty within Taryn.
And Taryn, you're from Vietnam, right?
Yes.
When did you come here?
Our family came over here in 1984.
Mm-hmm. And you are how old?
I'm 28 now.
28. And you're single?
Yes.
You're free and clear?
Yes.
And you have any traction at all to Mike?
Well, if you remember, I gave him a 7.
You gave him a 7.
Yes.
All right, but that wasn't bad. Better
right?
than average.
7?
Yeah, above 5.
You've done worse.
Yes.
You've done worse than Mike.
Okay, yes.
Oh, by the way,
that's good.
If you go to adamcarolla.com, you can see pictures of the beautiful Taryn.
Not just pictures,
Taryn, Brittany,
Ace.
And Mike August. No one wants to see Mike August.
No, but you want to see Taryn's pictures. I mean.
Yeah, bikini.
What
beach.
Is that? What's the MySpace address, Taryn?
Well, you can search me under Miss Taylor.
I recommend everyone searching Miss Taylor.
Yes. Keep an eye out for that Mekong Delta, too. Beautiful. Just covered by that string bikini. So here's what I want you guys to do, because I don't want you cheaping out. I don't want you calling in any favors. I don't want you using any expense accounts or anything like that. I don't even want you put mileage on your Amex. I want you to go out and spend some money on this date, Mike. It's going to be liberating.
I had us all set up for a fantastic, legendary Hollywood watering hole to start tonight.
Yeah.
The La Brea Tar Pits, I thought would be a nice...
An actual hole with water in it. No. I want you guys to go to the Palm. I've decided you're going to cheap out if I don't lay this out for you.
I had reservations at a very fine place, but the Palm is excellent.
I want you to go to the Palm.
That's a Hollywood scene. All right,
I want you to go to the Palm, and I want you to bring back a receipt. And Taryn, I'm gonna order for you in advance. All right.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. I'm excited.
Again, I want you to start with the lobster bisque. All
okay.
right. And then I want you to get the Cobb salad. You listening?
Yes.
Then you're going to get the surf and turf. and surf again. That's lobster, steak, and lobster. Someone should invent that. I would like, if I opened a restaurant, that's what I would do. Surf and turf and then surf for people who really like the lobster. In advance, they're going to ask you, when you go to the Palm, they're going to ask you if you want that souffle. Tell them yes. Go ahead and get started on that. Whether you want the chocolate, the banana, the lemon.
There's a tear coming down.
Oh,
this is cheaper, man.
Yes. He doesn't cry, though, because it robs his body of salt. And have you seen the prices of salt lately? Yes.
Can I say this? Can I say that if anyone happens to be at the Palm and you see a lovely Asian woman with a guy with a goofy haircut and no socks on, please keep a close eye and keep your ears peeled so you can report back to us on Monday about that.
I would like you
setting me up for a good time. Why are we punishing me?
No, this is not punishment.
It's
You're
not
taking
about
a beautiful woman out to a lovely
that's
dinner.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
This is not punishment.
And he thinks it's about him having a good time. I would say it's about Taryn having a good
Taryn
time.
Taryn is going to have a good time. I guarantee Taryn's going to have a great time. Guaranteed.
Taryn.
Well, if I'm going to have lobster at the Palm, I'm excited.
No, you're having lobster and steak.
Oh, yes.
And then lobster again.
Surf, turf, and surf.
Also, do you drink?
I drink.
Because a lot of Asians have that gene where if they drink, they turn red and they go nutty.
I got lucky.
Really?
I don't turn red.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did the fellas. So you can
Is that
booze.
True? Is that actually a
yeah.
fact?
Yeah. August. They have a gene.
She Some just said, I got lucky. Insight. You're supposed to say there, I'm the lucky one.
Right.
I'm the lucky one. I'm the lucky one.
Okay. I want you to order also a couple glasses of Kendall Jackson.
Oh.
Okay. And just the expensive stuff, whatever they have. And maybe some bubbly, too, a little champagne.
Okay.
Mike, 20% tip, remember.
Oh, Jesus
All right?
Christ, there better be outstanding
All
service.
Right, and I'm serious. Bring the receipt. Do you have that, Taryn?
I have it. I got it all down.
All right. Mike, are you dying inside?
I hope
I'm
not.
I'm going to overcome this, though.
Yes,
the presence of Taryn will
It's
erase
been four
the pain.
Years. Yes. It's been 4 years, Mike.
Right.
Do you want to make it five? No. All right. Now, you two lovers skedaddle. Taryn, you get back to the sales. Mike, you get back to scouring the building. Maybe you can get the guy who repairs the elevator in here for Monday. That'd be awesome, guest.
All right.
We will check in with Big Tad, who's out running left-hand arrows. Big Tad?
Hey, Adam.
What's going on?
So far, I've been hitting the red lights. I've actually hit six so far, and I haven't been hit by a cop yet.
So you've gone through six left turn arrows.
Sure.
Good man.
And like I said, no cops have been around, and I had to go around one person because they were just sitting there, and I said, screw that, and I went around them. And
feels good, doesn't it?
Around
it
him.
Feels good.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I think everybody should do it.
It's liberating.
You know what I propose that he should do now? Is go out there, and when he's sitting beside someone who won't turn at the left turn arrow, honk at them.
Yeah.
And make them feel like they're doing something
Shame
wrong.
Shame them. Shame that puss.
Yeah.
I will do.
All right. Tad.
Yes, sir.
I want you to drive down to Santa Monica, get up on the pier, get down to the end, and then turn left. All right, Tad. Tad, I'll tell you what. When you get to 10, call us back, all right?
Okay.
Now, keep your eye out for the man. Again, I've done this thousands of times. I want everyone to ignore those left turn arrows. When the light is green and the arrow is red, simply hold your two fingers up around where your sun visor is, block it out, and now realize you're just sitting at a green light. There's no traffic coming. Why shouldn't you turn? It's our way to stick it to the man. Rachel Perry, the birthday girl, everybody, is now poised to deliver the news.
Well, I need to start by saying that I read today that Ari Emanuel, who is the head of Endeavor Talent Agency, wrote on his blog, he has a blog, which is interesting. He says, he's on my team about Desperate Housewives. This is what he said. Why do the various awards shows insist on putting Desperate Housewives in the comedy category? And indeed, voting it the best comedy. What is it that's theoretically so funny about these women? I've watched the show and it never, never makes me laugh. It's just not funny, which, call me crazy, should be the criteria for labeling something a comedy.
But that Eva Longoria. What about Eva Longoria? Every 10 seconds, it's Eva Longoria. When did we sign off on Eva Longoria? She's cute.
Mm.
She doesn't have bad skin.
Mm.
She's not fat. But when did we decide that all of America was in love with Eva Longoria? Do you ever watch Entertainment Tonight? It's like, coming up, Eva Longoria's birthday in Guadalajara, Mexico. We've said they got crews. I'm surprised they should just have an Eva cam where they just actually fit her with a camera and we get to see her look at her own reflection in the mirror and go about her day. I have nothing against the girl, but who signed off on Eva Longoria and why are we so enamored with her? I don't give a rat's ass about Eva Longoria or the rest of the cast, by the way.
Something to talk about.
Okay.
Gives us something to talk about, even if we're talking against it.
Okay.
Leif Garrett, I didn't get to this yesterday, but you know Leif Garrett.
Yes, I do.
I don't know if you heard about this. was arrested on Wednesday in L.A., and he was busted for trying to ride the subway without a ticket. But when they caught him, they did a search, and he had heroin on him. So he's been arrested for heroin possession.
Somebody must have planted that, because that's not the Leif I know.
And, you know, I have to show you. You got to go to thesmokinggun.com and look at the picture.
Yeah.
Did you see this, Adam?
How the mighty have fallen. Well, yeah, he looks like Hannibal Lecter there. Wow, what is that? What's that dot on his?
I don't know. There's a hole.
Punched? Wow.
I feel like he's self-trepanated or something.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but yeah.
It's when people drill a hole in their head so they can get closer to God.
Oh, and relieve a little pressure, yeah. The Indian women do that.
So that they can become childlike. This is the problem, why we don't respect elders. We want to be like children.
Too much too soon for the Leif man. And here's the deal. You got to have the talent to back it up. And I'm guessing, I've given him 30 years. He hasn't come up with another hit. I'm guessing he just doesn't have the horsepower. Yeah.
He has the horse, though.
He, by the way, was shacked up with the hot and crazy blonde from the Desperate Housewives when he was like 15.
Nicolette Sheridan.
Him and Nicolette Sheridan. And this will drive any man to heroin. Nicolette Sheridan, and if anyone has seen pictures of Nicolette Sheridan when Nicolette Sheridan was 19, oh my God, forget about it. You would just explode. You would just evaporate, and there'd just be a fine mist of semen floating in the air, and that would be all that was left of you if you saw her at 19. Now, Leif Garrett, when he was like 16, was living with a 17 or 18-year-old Nicolette Sheridan. So from that, where do you go? Mm. Answer, down. Mm. Nowhere to go but down. Zero place to go but down. You have a couple of number one records. You're shacked up. You're emancipated. You're driving along in a Porsche. And you're living. You're coming home every day to Nicolette Sheridan. And now this. You know what I mean?
Do you want to keep talking about Nicolette instead of Eva? Do you want to make her the new Eva?
I like Nicolette, though. Hmm. That's why I've decided I'm not going to bag on her.
Okay.
That's not influenced. That's negatively influenced by the fact she's back with Bolton. Making out on red carpets.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
She knows how to pick her singers. Started with Leif, and now she's down to Bolton. Awesome. I'd like to hear what's in her iPod. I'm sure it's a disaster. A lot of Maneater and Huey Lewis, I'm sure.
Drew Barrymore went to see La Boheme, the opera, with her boyfriend, Strokes drummer Fabrizio Moretti. They ended up having sex in the ladies' room.
Wow.
And they got caught. Security came in and was just like, just go.
She needs to... fell asleep, yeah. She needs to get herself a bra, that one. I rarely say it, but I saw her in the Golden Globes, and the Globes were sagging a little bit.
I know, the bosoms reside in the same neighborhood as the navel.
That's unfortunate.
Right. You know, they live on either side of the navel.
And it's not because she has a high navel, either.
No.
That the bosom resides
there. Fortunately, no.
Yeah. How say you to the navel? Nay? Or
nay.
Yay? Okay.
Nay and double nay.
I love the idea that they were having sex in a bathroom at an opera, though.
I like that,
That's
too.
Ballsy for celebrities.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, Paris Hilton apparently peed in the back of a cab and was too drunk to notice it after a party in Maui. The driver soaked up her urines with a towel and is keeping it for DNA evidence.
Oh, it'll be on eBay in a matter of moments. I will buy that. Look, if I wore a mini dress and no underpants, I would be urinating everywhere. There would be a trail of urine everywhere I went.
Well,
I would never go.
Adam, let's just get you a mini dress.
Well, I think I don't think folks would like it, especially like when I did Kimmel and I was sitting on the sofa there without my legs crossed. I don't know how to sit like a lady. I've not learned yet. But all I'm saying is this. If I was Paris Hilton and I didn't wear underpants and I wore a mini dress everywhere and I was loaded constantly, I would be urinating in cabs. I'd be urinating in discos. I'd be urinating churches, synagogues, everywhere but the bathroom. Why not? What's to stop you? You're loaded and there's no barrier between your crotch and terra firma. Thank you.
Well, I've got plenty more news later, including telling you what movies are coming out this weekend, and that's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
NFL Championship Weekend is just about upon us. Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Denver Broncos, a mile high for the AFC crown. While in the NFC, Carolina pays a visit to the Pacific Northwest. The Seattle Seahawks, number one seed, ought to be great. NBA last night, Lakers up in Sacramento to play the Kings. Kobe goes for 51, but the Lakers lose it. Detroit beat the Knickerbockers. The Knicks were playing without Antonio Davis, who was suspended 5 games by the NBA for going up into the stands to get into to mix it up with the guy who was messing with his old lady. Pac-10 ball, Arizona, Oregon, Cal, 10th-ranked Washington, all winners. Theo Epstein, who quit as the Red Sox GM just a couple months ago, has rejoined the club now and in an executive role.
Oh, thank goodness. I can sleep.
We'll talk about baseball in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
The matter at hand, the NFL playoffs. A great shock to me and a great thrill to me, you know, as a Steeler fan. I was paid a visit
yesterday. You're following
yesterday.
The Steelers.
That's right. And it was a great thrill. I happen to know Seven, Big Ben Roethlisberger. You know what? We
you
had
don't
some,
have to say his name. Just Seven.
Seven.
We know who you're talking about.
You know, I gave him some counsel. I mean, we're pals, but I helped him out after last season. And he, out of the blue, flew in yesterday for, you know, a little refresher course. I mean, listen, he's a tremendous athlete. You know, he doesn't need my help with the physical end of the game. But, yeah, I can help him out, get his head straight, you know. So I guess he decided before the biggest game of his career, part two, after losing last year's AFC title game, he flew out to L.A., paid me a visit. Now he's back and flew off to Denver. We got together. Right now, I'll play that for you in a little while.
You had to sit down with him.
I had to sit down. I taped it just to see how, you know, and I've got that. I want to play it for you. It's a great, it's an insightful interview into the head of this burgeoning star, number seven. But in the meantime, what's important is, you know, Seahawks fans, good luck to you. You know, you're hosting a big game. Should be a great time. I'll be in Pittsburgh. I mean, I'll be in Denver watching Pittsburgh. And I just want to say, in Seattle, Denver, these places, these wine and cheese tailgates, nothing like what I'm used to. Listen, this is where I come from. This is how I do things. This is how we do it in the Steel City, a.k.a. the City of Champions.
Right.
We're from the town with the Super Bowl team. This is the song that fills the airwaves.
No Brie and Chardonnay for you guys.
No. Iron City beer, some cold cut slap between a couple pieces of bread.
Maybe surf, turf, and surf again.
Not where I'm from.
Not in the Steel City.
Bratwurst. You don't pull any lobster out of the Three Rivers. Three Rivers, no lobster.
What are those Three Rivers?
Allegheny, Monongahela, converging to form the mighty Ohio. And the mighty Steelers shall roll into the Mile High City and claim the AFC crown. This is how we deliver.
Such an unbiased sports reporter.
I know. I don't need to be judged by you.
That's awesome. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. Harlan Williams.
That Big Ben interview, though, next hour.
Oh, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah,
next hour.
It's going to be good. Yeah.
All right. Harlan Williams is blown into our green room, and he will blow into the studio in just a few minutes and possibly begin blowing. We'll take a quick break. Mike Epps, comedian Mike Epps, is going to be in as well. Big Tad checking back in. All that after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. I'm drunk. Call Adam Carolla now at 866-901-ADAM.
In a world controlled by bureaucrats.
Are the people in power interested? No. We're going to have to take it back.
One man.
These left turn arrows that are green, and now turn to red, I ignore.
We'll make an illegal left and stand up for what's right.
Drive through every goddamn left turn arrow.
And millions will stand with him.
I would like everyone in the city to do it, and then we'll clog the system.
From the producers of Braveheart and Passion of the Christ.
Are we lemmings? Do you need the man to tell you everything?
Adam Carolla in.
We have logic. We can think. Let's take this one back.
Broken Arrows. This film is not yet a film.
Wow. I'll tell you, I want to stand up and cheer when I hear that. I really do. I love myself that much. Harlan Williams is here. Big Tad is out on the road driving through arrows. I got a call from a fireman who now dropped off the line saying Big Tad's going to kill himself. First off, that's impossible. He is a bumble, and bumbles bounce. He's also essentially, Big Tad is the first airbag. He is the prototype airbag. He is an airbag. If he is in a car, that car has an airbag. He could get in a 71 Datsun Honeybee B210. It would have an airbag if Big Tad was in it. So it's impossible for him to be injured. Tad?
Wait a minute.
Yes, hey, Harlan?
What, is yes. Tad short for... Is he, like, going to grow legs and become a tadpole, do you think?
No. Or, he's a tad under retarded. Just a tad.
So what does that make me for asking that question?
Two tads and a retarded.
Okay, thank you.
Big Tad?
Hey, Adam, anything that comes out of your mouth is a compliment.
Thank you, my brother. You can come in and play some Ask Kiss Rodeo if you survive the day. Now, you understand, I don't want Tad or any of you to do anything that's dangerous. You just turn left when it's safe to turn left and ignore the arrow, just like you turned left when it was safe to turn left at the other intersection that didn't have the arrow. That's all I'm asking. What is your tally up to, Tad?
I'm actually stuck on 8 right now because the traffic is getting worse as the day goes along. So
okay.
I'm trying to find other streets to go on and trying to find the red arrows.
Okay. Well, I don't want to pressure you, and I don't want you to do anything dangerous, but if you don't make it to 10, don't come back. Okay, Big Tad. Thank you. Harlan Williams, I don't believe people know his body of work. Dumb and Dumber, Something About Mary, Rockin' Man, Freddy Got Fingered. Probably best they don't know about that. Robots. And then there's Rockman. Yeah. Yeah. Wag the Dog. Wag the Dog? That's a good. I mean, you were in that movie?
Hell yeah.
What the?
Yeah.
What the
Come
hell
on,
are you
Daddy.
Doing in there?
What's up, player? Come on. What's up, dog?
Harlan has done a lot of movies. Harlan.
Don't forget Dumb and Dumber and Something About Mary and Half Baked, my
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, oh, Half Baked.
There you go.
That's what he's really
Now, why isn't
for.
Your guy really going out there and turning right on the left arrows?
Oh,
that would be,
yeah.
See, that's where you go up to pie, stunt pie.
Mm.
Or, is this a stunt?
I don't know. I never got past high school math, so I'm not sure what pie is exactly, but any equation that involves dessert, I'm
yeah.
in for. Yeah, this is a stunt. Well, this is us taking back the roadways. You're from Canada.
You're mad.
I'm angry.
You're right. You're all fired up over
I'm
there.
I'm livid.
You're turning red.
I will be purple in a moment. I'm going insane. You don't care. You're from Canada.
Yeah, we have no rules. What's that? What do I hear? Is that my national? Oh, now
up.
I
yeah.
gotta stand, dude.
Take your hat off and drop your pants.
You know what? I'm busy for the rest of my life for that request.
Hmm. How about Rachel Perry? What do you think of her? You're both Canadians.
Rachel Perry's awesome.
She's smoking, right?
What happened to your? What happened to Journey?
No, she's not the lead singer of Journey.
You
Steve
just said
Perry?
That's Steve Perry.
Oh, okay.
This
well,
is Rachel Perry. She's from VH1.
All right, you don't have to snap at me. I'm a guest.
I'm sorry, I forgot. You
well,
know,
I'm sitting here looking at you.
We're so
wild
friendly.
Thing.
I just think of us as friends.
Yeah, okay. Friends who don't call other friends back. But anyways, Ooh. You look like. What would you be if you were an animal? Because I look over there at you and I'm seeing something. But what do you think you'd be?
I like to think of myself as a dolphin, a dolphin and a lion, a lion.
That would make you Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, that's who I would like to be.
You wish you were Dolph Lundgren. Nice
right.
try. Because I'm sitting over here thinking koala and. and salamander.
Wow, a koalamander.
Yeah.
Awesome. Rachel, how say you?
I say yay.
You say yay, yeah. Dave?
I say yay, except that there's also a caterpillar just above your eyes.
So. Okay. Oh, my God.
Clearly, Askish Rodeo is not being played in this segment. So you say nay. How say you? Nay?
Nay.
Yay? Not yay. Nay?
Nay.
Okay.
I like that game when you look at people and try to figure out what animal they look like.
Yeah, it's like that game kids play when, you get the cutouts and on the top there's like a gorilla and on the bottom there's like chicken legs. You mm-hmm. know, the little cutout game?
Right.
You like to play games, player?
Well, here's the thing.
What's up?
That's
player?
One of those Canadian games. We have TVs over here.
Hey,
we don't have winter for 9 months.
Scottish butternut crackle are you talking about over there?
I love Harlan came in today, by the way, in his Brockville dinner jacket. which is, for those of you that don't know, it's that thick flannel plaid shirt. The town that I'm from is called Brockville, Ontario, and we call that a Brockville dinner jacket.
They're like lumberjack jackets.
Yeah. Harlan is PO'd at me because he called me a week ago, and I haven't called him back because we ran into each other at a building supply place, and he wanted some information on doing a little home renovation, and I haven't called him back yet. And here's the whole thing about celebrities, which is if they call you and you don't call them back, they are eternally wounded. It's one thing if a buddy calls you and you don't call them back, that's fine. You're a celebrity, you're busy, but when another celebrity calls you and you have the temerity not to return their call immediately, they are ancient.
You don't give a star of Wag the Dog the hi-hat.
Yeah, it's weird because you...
Dog. I was in it for 30 seconds. But here's where I really got mad.
Yeah.
See, it wasn't about you not calling me back. It's like, you said you were going to come over.
And I will.
And what happened is I made a nice coleslaw. And a little, and some lamb chops.
You made slaw and chops?
Yeah.
Well, why did you say that? When you should have left that on my machine. I would have definitely come over.
Well, you have one of those machines that cuts off. I was like, hi, Harlan, hi, Adam, this is beep. Was that you or is that your machine?
That's all I got. I'll answer the phone and then make the beep sound if it's someone I don't want to talk to.
Player, you just punked me hard, player. What's up, dog? Why you got to run up on me and do a Rambo, Orange Juice Jones?
Why you got to be so mean to Harlan? You would go and ride in a steam car with Jay Leno. You had time for that.
You rode in a steam bath with Jay Leno?
I'll tell you why.
Gross.
No, and this is
what's
how
that?
Rumors get started.
Gross.
First off, Jay can do something for my career, Harlan.
Wait a minute.
It's a push at
Wait
best.
A minute.
Number one.
Hey, soggy seaweed salad over there.
Number two,
hang on,
I'm getting
Chuck
hungry.
Cheese.
I am so hungry right now. Who else is hungry?
I'm hungry to fly across this table and give you a Portuguese walnut twister is what I'm hungry to do. You just watch it there, caramel corn.
Jen?
Yeah.
You, you want to talk to Harlan Williams, your big fan?
Hi, Harlan.
Hi, who's this? Father?
Janet.
Janet?
Yeah.
How do I know?
What's happening, butternut, peanut, crunch, scrumpet? Come on, give her a food title, Harlan.
How dare you force me to tell me how to live my life?
Harlan.
Yes, my dear.
I'm a really big fan. I loved you in Rocket Man.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Remember there was that scene where you did the impression of the Cowardly Lion? I was wondering if you could do it.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Actor jukebox.
Here we go. If I was the king of the forest, I'd roof, I'd roof, I'd roof.
Wow.
That was good.
Huh?
Wow, that was awesome.
That's not easy to do early in the morning when you've got lemongitis all up in your trachea, player.
That was a candy apple snow cone.
Hey!
Put 'em up.
Wow, that was awesome.
Put 'em up.
Janet?
Yeah?
You going to see his next movie?
Which one is that?
I don't know. Do you have anything coming out, Harlan?
Yeah, I got two movies coming out.
Two movies?
Out. Yeah, what's up? I got a movie called Surf School, and then another movie called Meet the Robinsons.
You can
both coming out this year.
Also, he's got a new CD, Harlarious, and you can go to his website, harlanwilliams.com.
New comedy CD.
My brand new comedy CD. Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, buddy. Now you're climbing back. That slaw is halfway back onto the table.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, tell me when the slaw has fully arrived onto the table.
Here's a little recipe for you. You ever see those kids walking around in the street with the steel braces on their teeth?
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you grab a cabbage, run up and grab them by the back of the head, and just grind it back and forth on their teeth. You got yourself a fine coleslaw there, sassy seal nut.
Wow. He knows my rap name. We will take ourselves a little break. Seriously, we have to eat. I'm starving. Harlan Williams is here. We will come back with more of him. Also, comedian Mike Epps will be in here as well.
Yes.
Questions, all that. More. I'd like to hear more out of the Cowardly Lion as well.
Okay.
Maybe you could read from the Star Jones autobiography.
Oh, you'll read from the Star Jones biography.
Where's
as the
that?
Cowardly Lion. It's right in front of you. We'll
buffet.
Do it. All that after this.
Okay.
Listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Harlan Williams is in studio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Star of Wag the Dog.
Come on, that's the movie I was in the least. I did that scene because it was with Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro.
I don't know those names. I only know Harlan Williams.
Holy Cracker Barrel cheese to you, sir.
Wow, I'll tell you, my little ginger snap strudel.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, golly wally doodle all the day.
Harlan is wounded because he called me and I didn't return his call. And we live so close to each other, and I want to come see his house, and he's doing a remodel.
I'm doing this remodel, and I was going to have you come up and give me your advice and maybe even do some work, but now I got this crew. They're called Unique Restoration.
Mm.
And they're unique. They're nailing wood.
Yeah, I know.
And they're putting up boards.
What are you doing over at your place?
Well, I had a pipe break in my bathroom. Oh. I came home one day. I was away for 4 days, and as I'm walking up to my house, there's water squirting out of the side of my house on the outside. So technically, my house was a fountain for a couple of days.
Yeah, when a pipe bursts in your house, if you're out of town, it just runs.
Yeah.
It runs until the reservoir's out of water that the city maintains.
Yeah.
So that is just forever, and it ruins everything.
Yeah,
warped,
it went
everything.
Inside my house and on the outside, so that half my house is gutted right now, and you were going to come up and, you know, help a player out, but...
Well, I didn't know there was going to be Slaw and Chops in it for me.
Yeah.
Slaw and Chops sounds like a good cop buddy movie. Slaw and Chops. Frankie Chops, streetwise, plays by his own rules.
Freeze! Ranch style.
Lawrence Chops. He wears a bow tie. He goes by the book.
He smells
very
like mint jelly.
He smells
like
jelly.
But who doesn't?
When we left off, we were talking to Harlan about reading from the... Star Jones book. The name of her book, Shine, A Physical, Emotional, and Spiritual Journey to Finding Love. And who else, who better to tell us how to find love than someone who found it for the first time in her early 40s with a man who's probably gay. But as we do from time to time, we'll read a passage from the book. Harlan did the Cowardly Lion so well a few moments back that we thought he might read it as that. Also, he wants to read it as who? Mr. Magoo?
Screw the Cowardly Lion. Let's do it as Mr. Magoo, man.
All right.
This first passage is about her relationship with God, yes?
Yes, it is.
Right. Oh, okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, one day I talked about this on television. It was actually on the day of my bridal shower, sir. I explained that I was no longer allowing anything mean-spirited to come into my life, sir, or into my ears, or to have an impact on my psyche, because it was my job, sir, to break up Satan's airwaves.
Oh, Satan.
That wasn't bad.
No.
That was a pretty good Magoo.
That was a solid Magoo. What would Magoo sound like if he actually physically got with Star Jones, you know, and they became intimate?
Oh, I have bad eyesight. I thought you were Rosie O'Donnell, sir. Can I read the rest of this passage as Chewbacca?
Yes, you can.
All right, we left off with Satan's airwaves, and now here's Chewbacca finishing it off.
Hold on, Dave. Why don't you actually translate by reading the book like Han Solo would do for Chewie? Because this is how you play Harrison Ford. Yeah. In our little production.
Oh, what a thrill.
This is a thrill,
I'm
is it not?
I'm getting to play solo. A dream realized. All right. So continue, Chewie. He says, it's like you're listening to a sweet radio station, and you're jamming to your song, and your fingertips are popping, and all of a sudden a static just messes it all up. That's Satan trying to mess you up. So you won't hear God's voice.
Wow.
And may I add, I've been from one end of this galaxy to the other, and I haven't seen anything to make me believe in one all-powerful force.
No.
Right. That's separate.
Powerful.
You know what's weird about radio? It actually does make me turn into a cartoon character.
Who else do you got?
Well, it's like radio freaks me out. Like here I am looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, you're on the radio. So you immediately turn into Shaggy. You're like if you're sitting here talking to me, then who's that guy on the radio?
That's the voice you didn't wag the dog to. It was a choice, and he stuck with it.
What's why with the wag the dog?
What else do you got in your repertoire? I didn't know you did all these incredible voices, by
either.
The way.
This is something you brought out in me.
Wow.
I just wanted to come here and talk about how you bailed on me, Uncle Charlie. How about this bird flu thing, man? Is this thing, have you guys been talking about, people are more scared of birds than they are of guns. I robbed a bank with a blue jay yesterday. Hello, Jerry. I call people up in the middle of the night that I don't like, and I go... Hello. What, Peter Chris in the room? Beth, I hear you calling. Got a drummer in the room.
All right. Fantastic. We need to take ourselves a break. I want to thank Harlan Williams for coming in here.
I want to thank you.
And I'm going to give Harlan a nice plug. Harlarious, name of the CD.
If he wants to stay one more break, and we'd love to have
him. Oh, is Epps not here?
He's not here.
Oh, okay. Well, then I want to thank him for staying for one more break. Can you do that, Harlan?
I don't know. Why don't I call you about that one?
Come on, buddy.
Yeah, I'm here for you, Wild Fingers.
Come on, slaw chops.
Come on,
buddy. No better cop team than slaw chops.
We're cleaning up the streets.
Not since coffee and donuts retired. We'll take a break. Harlan Williams, news, sports, all that after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla right now. 866-901-ADAM.
Yes, thank you. Yes, you is. 866-901-ADAM. Harlan Williams is in studio. My little pecan cluster log. Harlan Williams. Shops and slaw, everybody. Not since Starsky and Hutch.
Freeze in the name of the slaw. Huh? How about that, Daddy?
I have an idea for a cop show called No Time for Backup, and it's a guy who just gets himself in situations, and he just turns to his partner and just says, no time for backup every time. But the twist is, once in a while, he gets the call to back up another unit, and he still makes the proclamation. Sorry.
What if they're bulimic and it's called No Time for Throw Up? And they have to book guys before purging.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Can daddy party in your world or what?
I think he just did.
Hello, Captain Crunch.
All right, Crunchberry. Yeah. Harlan was reading moments ago from the fabulous Star Jones book.
By the way, why does she have a book? It says How to Find Love, and isn't she like 53 or something?
Wow, how dare you.
How old is she?
She's 50. She's probably... Here's the whole thing with heavyset black women. Whether they're 23 or 173, they're perpetually 44. That's wow. They never change in age. Heavyset black woman. It's tough to be a heavyset black woman when you're 19 or 23, but you'll be happy when you're in your 60s and all the blondes have dried up and blown away, and you're still perpetually looking like a junior in college. You know, you never have a peak, but there's no valleys either.
Wow, it's a lot of ridges.
Yeah, there are a few ridges. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you have a choice, you want to be a hot blonde when you're 19 and through your 20s, but eventually you want to be a heavy set black woman.
Well, how do I accomplish this?
You stick with me, my friend. First thing you do is stop attacking me on the radio. That's number one. Because I didn't call you back.
No, that wasn't an attack. That was just some gentle prodding and soliloquies.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what soliloquy. Yeah. Harlan has himself a CD out called Harlarious. Also, you can go to his website, harlanwilliams.com. New movie coming out called Surf School. We were talking during the break about you doing a little Jiminy Cricket.
Well, you know, we got Star Jones.
Mm-hmm.
You throw the wood star in there, and she's a physical, emotional girl looking for love.
Sure.
And I hope she finds it, so maybe I should do a little song to her as Jiminy.
Okay.
Do we have any music?
I'm sure gentle. We don't. There's something gentle?
Something
gentle? A
little
tickling of the ivories? Do we have something, Mike?
Guess not.
Could have asked during the commercial, you know. We sat here for 7 minutes.
Here we go. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are, 'cause when you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
Wow. You must have gotten a ton of ass in high school.
Yeah.
A ton.
Big, fat, black girl ass.
Yeah. Brian?
Yes.
You have a funny Harlan Williams story?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I do. This is a testament to Harlan's fame. A few years ago, I went to the Man's Chinese Theater to see one of the big Star Wars movies open up. And the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce hires these people to dress up as Superman, Marilyn Monroe, Crocodile Dundee, people like that. Well, Harlan Williams walks up, buys a ticket, walks in unnoticed. People are pawing at the homeless Superman to pose for photos.
Wow, sad. Beaten out by... But if he was dressed as Chewbacca, what might that have sounded like, Harlan?
What do you want me to do?
If Chewbacca was crying because he wasn't recognized, what would that sound like?
That's the thing about Chewbacca. He could be having an orgasm or talking to you about Madagascar. It's the same thing. It's like,
was that the orgasm? Or?
Well, you don't know.
That's the thing.
He could be being dirty to you while you're at a funeral, and you don't know. A big, hairy funeral. You know, if you shaved Chewbacca, it would be Kenny G under all that hair?
Wow. I had heard that, but I thought they were just kidding.
No.
Harlan Williams in studio, also the birthday girl, Rachel Perry.
Oh.
It is time for her to do her news. Yes, Rachel?
Well, in the news, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. Research from the University of California in Berkeley has found that you can only work for 11 minutes without being interrupted by an email, IM, phone call, or someone coming to your desk. takes you 25 minutes to get back to your task. This will consume an average of 2.1 hours out of your day.
Yeah, I know people, the computer used to help people get their job done faster and more efficiently. Now it's just rotisserie baseball scores and pornography from Germany and just, you know, things popping up and personal emails. The computer actually is slowing people down at work. We have to remove it so we can become more productive.
Yeah.
Kanye, whatever.
Yeah. I need you behind me when I deliver these sort of speeches, all right, Harlan?
I want to be behind you when you deliver a baby.
Yeah.
Are you pregnant?
How would Chewbacca tell me to push?
What the?
Yes, we're pregnant. My wife and I are pregnant. Yes.
Oh, I thought you were pregnant.
No, we are pregnant. I don't like the guys who say we're pregnant any more than the guys who declare their wife their best friend.
Have you ever been pregnant?
I'm pregnant, we're pregnant, and I'm my best friend. As a matter of fact, that's how I got pregnant.
Kevin Dillon is pregnant.
Is he?
Oh, yes. Finally.
Yep.
Twins?
I don't know.
Well, next time you're around them, take a peek.
Speaking of twins, Kanye West and Pamela Anderson were spotted making out at a Hollywood hotspot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I would pay to see that video.
What was the hot spot? The La Brea Tar Pits?
What is the La Brea Tar Pits? Ever since I've moved here, people are like, have you been to the La Brea Tar Pits?
Here's the thing.
What is it? I don't know.
In Los Angeles, we have no monuments here. We have no natural wonders. We have no arches that have been formed out of clay and rock. We have no Rocky Mountains. We have no waterfalls. We have nothing. We have a pit filled with tar. If this was any place else in the country, they would have filled it with kitty litter many years ago. But here, it's all we have.
It's a big deal.
We don't have any natural wonders, so we have a hole that's filled with tar, and we've named it the La Brea Tar Pits, and we make a big deal out of it. And hey, have you ever seen you ever seen tar before? Yeah, it's in a hole. Awesome. Come on down.
But what you're failing to mention is they've got a mastodon in it. They've got a fake mastodon.
There's a styrofoam mastodon that's stuck in it next to a whole bunch of McNugget box containers, and you get to stare through a chain link fence at black tar. Any other city would have immediately paved over this, but no, for us, it's all we got.
Weren't McNuggets from the Paleozoic era?
Yeah.
Isn't that where they originated?
And then if you go down there, some blowhard gives you a speech about this is how we, you know, millions of years ago, nothing was here. Wolves roamed these and I'm like, you tell me the Arco wasn't here? You blowhard. You know when people do that millions of years ago? The Sears wasn't here. The road was not paved. Wolves. Yeah. All right. Who keeps clicking something, by the way? What is that?
It's a birthday girl.
Knock it off.
It's the years clicking
Tim.
By.
Well, Tim.
It's me.
It's all funny right. How you
Sorry.
Looked at me.
Keep going.
Tim. One of the big news, entertainment news stories today is Paris Hilton's deposition is in. They printed the whole thing. You can find it on the internet. Her deposition with lawyers for Zeta Graph, who is suing Paris for $10 million for defamation.
Mm-hmm.
There's just some interesting things in there that she says. She was asked for some guy's last name. She says, it's like a weird Greek name, like Douglas. And I meet so many people, I don't even know some of my friends' names.
Wow.
Yeah, and whatever I write in email, it doesn't mean anything. It's just words I write.
Wow, she is really an imbecile. She really is.
Have you met her?
Yes, I have.
She's a sweet girl, though. I mean, she's really nice.
Really?
Well, I bumped into her a few. I think she's really sweet, but I haven't. But you seem like you have a story to tell there.
No, I don't.
Pirate of the Caribbean.
I have a look, scallywag, that I have a story to tell, but I don't. I think of her as sort of half on this planet and sort of half not, just sort of walking around dizzy. Her compass is spinning around like those Devil's Triangle specials of the 70s. I don't think she knows where she is. I say we stop making her a celebrity. I say we leave her out.
I feel like she's probably horribly misunderstood.
Oh, she can.
And goes at home and cries at night.
Oh. She yeah.
Not
cries
yourself,
on her
Rachel.
Bags of money.
Not unlike myself.
That's right.
Hey, Adam.
Hmm.
This Friday, James Bond's 1965 silver Aston Martin DB5 coupe is going up for sale at a classic car auction in Arizona.
Yes.
The classic
Barrett Jackson
gadget filled car expected to fetch somewhere in the range of $1.5 million.
I like, you know, my favorite part about that car is the license plate that turns.
Oh, that's nice.
Because he's got the ejector seat. He's got those things, those cutting things that come out from the wheel that tear up the other car. He's got the machine guns, but he's got the license plate thing.
So you could be from, like, Minnesota, and then in the blink of an eye, you could have a manatee on your license plate and be from Florida.
Right. And when you get to the border... When you get in the guard checks you, he's like, we're looking for a 1964 silver Aston Martin DB5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see a hole in the roof where you fired the ejector seat, and I see the carbon deposits from the machine gun in the front and the cutting wheels, but the license plate is two digits off. Keep going.
Oh, my God.
Keep going.
And you know where he got the cutting wheels from Charlton Heston designed those.
Yeah, and
from
Ben Hur. Yeah.
I like the way you guys call it an Aston Martin, too.
Not an Austin Martin?
Yeah. Why you gotta call it an ass?
Because it's AST, you ass.
Yeah, you're next.
Thank you.
Watch out. Well, finally, new movies coming...
Just keep going.
I just got ganged up on. I like that.
Are you laughing because it's my birthday?
Yes,
it's my birthday.
I am. Yes, I am. It is funny.
And finally in the news, it's my birthday. Movie's coming out this weekend. Check it out. Underworld Evolution with Kate Beckinsale.
A powerful immortal has returned.
Marcus is the one. The first true vampire.
He was exiled over 300 years ago.
What makes you think we're going to find him now?
I was the one who exiled him.
Vowing to release an unimaginable evil.
There is only one way to defeat him. Find the girl. Bring her to me.
Now, only one stands between their rise and the destruction of all mankind.
Soon you'll be drowning in lichens.
Not lichens.
All right, I've had an asshole. Doesn't it seem like there's been 35 of these movies released in the last 2 years?
Well, you know what? I'm pissed about these vampire movies. I must have been to all 35 of them, and not once did Count Chocula make an appearance.
Wow.
You love cereal.
Well, I just love a vampire with buck teeth. I mean, have you seen him? He's the only vampire with square teeth. Like, and I'd love to see him, like, attack some kid and, like, suck the chocolate out of his blood. You know, kid eats a Mars bar, and there's Count Chocula on him like a puppy dog all over a $3 walnut square.
I'm not laughing with you. I'm laughing at you.
What in the name of Kaiser Soze are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Kaiser Soze coming up again today.
Yeah. Here.
Anyway, a bunch of other movies coming out, but that's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
All right, dig this, Booberry. It's just about time for the NFL championship games. Pittsburgh at Denver, Carolina at Seattle. Pac-10 ball last night quickly. Arizona, Oregon, Cal, 10th-ranked Washington, all winners. NBA last night, Lakers up in Schwarzenegger to play the Kings. Kobe goes for 51. Mike Bibby goes for triple-double. And Sacramento beats L.A. in overtime. Detroit beat the Knickerbockers. They were playing without Antonio Davis. He was suspended 5 games by the league for jumping up into the stands to save a drunken fan from his loon of a wife. She was finger wagging, head bobbing back and forth. If you're a lip reader, you could see a lot of, oh, no, you didn't.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Being thrown around was very scary for the
Asian,
young man.
Huh?
Yes. But the big story, as I say, championship weekend, I'm paying a visit to the Mile High City to hopefully watch the Steelers, make the Super Bowl. But just before the Steelers went to Denver, Big Ben Roethlisberger, number 7, he paid me a visit here in L.A. He wanted to get his head straight. And let's play some of that hard-hitting interview here. Great to see you again, number 7. Let's just cut right to the chase here. What's it like making one of the most famous plays in NFL history, that tackle on Nick Harper after he picked up Jerome Bettis' fumble last Sunday?
Well, you know what? As a quarterback, you kind of want to be remembered for, you know, maybe throwing 2 touchdowns or doing something good like that.
7. As you know, last year, Coach Cower asked me to talk to you about the mental aspect of the game. Have you noticed the difference this season?
I'll tell you what, I feel a lot better. I feel more comfortable out there, that I can go out and not lose the game for my team, and that I can, you know, be the best that I can be to help my guys win the game. I truly feel it's a big difference from year one to two.
Well, thanks. That's flattering, but you're a great talent, and you're a lot of fun to work with. Now, yesterday, speaking of which, we had a little refresher course when you got to town. Tell everybody where we went to try and get your head right for the game.
A roller coaster. It was bizarre. it was one of the most bizarre couple minutes that I've ever experienced in my life.
You say bizarre. I say romantic. RX7. Time to get serious, get the game face on. Let's review. How's the Steel Curtain going to play?
Tough.
And what are you going to be out on that field?
Unstoppable.
And who are we playing for?
The bus.
That's right, the bus. Jerome Bettis. We got to get him to the Super Bowl. And then we'll go there and we'll win it. And then we'll all go out and we'll go wild. We'll paint the Motor City red, yes?
I'm just trying to win this game first.
I like where your head's at. I like where your head's at. Hey, Seven, on behalf of the city of Pittsburgh, go get him. Hard hitting.
Wow. Controversial.
Yes. Yeah. Hard you see, hitting. I took him on the roller coaster because it's a metaphor for the swerves, the ups and downs of the playoffs.
I gotta tell you, when I was putting this show together and I was speaking to program directors and other guys who'd consulted in radio, they said first thing you need if you're gonna start a morning show from the ground up is a lot of indigenous talk about Pittsburgh and the Allegheny County area. You wanna talk, sure, you'll mix in some Beaver Falls talk, but let's mainly keep it to the Steelers, the Black and Gold. They said their listeners in Seattle, the listeners in San Diego, the listeners in Arizona, they bleed the silver and black.
Well, then, mission accomplished.
Oh, I should say gold and black. Yes, the black and gold. Yeah, I was thinking Raiders. All right. God bless you.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
I want to thank Harlan Williams for coming in here.
Thank you.
Please respond to Chewbacca, if you will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Harlarious, name of the CD. It is out as we speak. Or the website, harlanwilliams.com. Mike Epps, comedian Mike Epps, coming up in a couple of few.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Harlan. And we'll be right back after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now at 866-901-ADAM. Good time.
Adam Carolla Show.
Mike Epps, comedian Mike Epps, is in studio. Mike is going to be at the Universal Amphitheater tomorrow night doing his stand-up. I hear it's almost sold out.
Almost. That's why I need the Carolla Show.
www.ticketmaster.com. Couple more tickets left. Nice venue. And a large venue to be selling out by yourself.
Yeah.
It's not Mike Epps and Green Day or Mike Epps and Kool and the Gang, although that probably wouldn't help you. Yeah. You'd lose a few sales. It's Mike Epps doing stand up and
on the Alan Carolla Show.
Putting asses in seats, or as my boxing instructor once told me, it's about putting faces in seats. I knew what he meant. You don't correct guys who teach boxing. You just nod and go, I know what you're talking about.
Faces in seats.
Yeah. Mike is going to do a few things for us. One is I think he's going to read some of that Star Jones Shine book as either Shaq or maybe possibly Ice-T or both. But before we get to that, I hear you're working on a Richard Pryor biopic.
Yeah.
And have been working on it for a while. I mean, he passed, what has it been, just a few weeks?
Yeah, it's been about a month.
Did you know him?
Yeah, he handpicked me to do the role, you know. He handpicked me to do the movie. And I was going up there sitting with him for about a year, you know, so I got to know him a little bit.
How does that work? I mean, obviously, he follows your career. Obviously, he's looking at people, and then somebody asks him who you want to play you?
Well, you know, I really don't know how it works. I just know that, you know, I spent a year with him, sitting with him and talking with him. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he's got a way of letting you know he don't want you to do the movie.
Is he? I could never really figure out exactly what disease did he have ultimately.
He had multiple sclerosis,
and was
that attacks the nerve system.
Right, but he could still. I mean, his body was degenerating, yeah, and he couldn't function as well. But his mind seemed to be pretty
sharp.
Yeah,
his mind was still sharp, and he, you know, he talked when he wanted to talk.
That must have been surreal sitting up there.
It was, man. It changed my life more than anything in the world. That's what it did for me. So if there was never a movie made or anything done, I got exactly what I needed to get by sitting with Mr. Pryor. You know, I got the inspiration.
Well, you watched him growing up, I imagine. You're, yeah, a fan. I mean, just about every comedian between the age of, you know, 35 and 50 was watching Pryor.
That's right.
Maybe George Carlin, handful of guys growing up.
That's right.
So I'm guessing you're a big fan of his.
Oh, yeah.
So how does it work now? Do you have a script? Do you shop it around?
You know, since Richard Pryor passed, it's just been a little... You know, it's been a lot of family things going on with the family, so.
Is he,
just kind of backing up a little bit.
Are they
bit.
Trying to stop the movie or something?
I don't have the information on, you know, I don't. Look, all I know is that I was picked to do the movie, and they told me that I was doing the movie for a whole year. And, to be quite honest with you, I'm enjoying being Mike Epps right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the Universal Amphitheater, 6,000 people, this Saturday, 2006. I love Richard Pryor, but I got to carry the torch. I'm the modern day Richard Pryor right now.
Hey, Albert.
Yeah.
By the way, Mike Lynch looks at himself as the. Oh, that's Mom's Mabley. That's right. That's someone else. I remember. I thought you called yourself the modern day Richard Pryor. I forgot. Albert.
Yes.
You have a question for Mike?
Yeah, Mike, my mother is being discharged today from getting a hysterectomy due to an ovarian cancer.
Wow, it's a good time show we're doing here.
I would like to take her to go see your show.
Okay, do you want some tickets? I would love to give you some tickets.
$89.95, buddy.
No, I'm going to give you some tickets, free tickets.
Thank you, I would love it. Yeah. She's a big fan of yours.
Oh, man.
But look, you got to show up with her. I don't want you with a Asian prostitute or something.
Oh, no, of course not. I don't like Asians.
No, but you know what? You're missing
hardcore.
The spirit of my comment. What I mean is I don't want you to get some tickets for Mike for your ailing mom, and then you show up with a hot date.
Yeah.
You got to bring your mom. She's a big fan, right?
I understand, yes.
Yeah, don't trick us now, because if you trick us, you're going to wake up butt naked with a pair of orthopedic shoes with fat laces in them.
It's true. One time I got tricked, and then I woke up with orthopedic shoes with fat laces in them. It's true. So I'm just saying, I'm backing Mike up.
And
don't
that Chinese girl, that Asian girl that you might bring, make sure you take an antibiotic after you get through having sex with her.
No, she better be whatever color you are, and she better be 30 years your senior, and she better have trouble walking. Otherwise, he will have your ass escorted from the amphitheater. Do you understand?
Yes,
and you will wake up wearing orthopedic shoes.
That's right.
And swimming with the orthos.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
All right, Albert. We'll put you on hold.
Thank you.
All right. You, how's this work, Mike? You have a list. You have like a guest list. You can hand out a few tickets if you need to.
Yeah, I got a guest. I mean, especially for somebody that just called in like that. You know what I'm saying? Said his mother is sick and she likes me, my comedy. I got to give her some free tickets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I knew everybody in the city, I would give away free tickets.
It's about the fans.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? And the fans make you who you are.
Yeah.
And if you ever turn your back on the fans, you deserve to lose.
Yeah.
Well, anybody that's in show business, if you turn your back on the fans, you deserve to lose, because even when I don't want to sign an autograph and I'm in an airport, I've been drinking all night.
Sure.
I'll still do it
And I happen to know that if you turn your back on the fans, you wake up in orthopedic shoes with fat laces
in them. That's what happens. Renald?
Renald. Yeah.
What's happening, Renald?
Hey, what's happening, Mike?
What up, Renald?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm a big fan of you. You know what I'm saying? Been watching all your movies and stuff, man.
Thanks, man.
His mom's sick. He wants to know if he can bring her out tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Well, she may be sick in the head, but I think she'll be all right.
Just make sure she's got the orthopedic shoes with fat laces in them.
You gonna see Mike tomorrow night?
I don't know. Cause I'm gonna be at work all day. Don't get out till like 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm. It says here you're an aspiring comedian.
Yeah. You know, I've been like, you know, doing a little off and on, not as shows, but with friends and family, and I just wanted to ask you about tips on how I can better improve myself.
You know, you're gonna have to go to an open mic and test your skills. Get drunk before you go on stage.
A shot of courage.
Are you gonna be drunk on Saturday?
Yes.
He's drunk at airports. He's drunk at amphitheaters. Isn't he drunk?
No, I'm not gonna be drunk before
Rinald,
I go up.
Rinald, do you have it? Do you have a joke for us?
Yeah, sure, I got one.
Good. And that's an original joke? It's one you wrote?
No, it's kind of one I heard, you know, from one of the homies who were just talking about it.
All right.
But, what does a tornado and a woman have in common?
What?
House away.
Right. I've heard that one before. Don't.
Hey, come on.
Don't encourage him. Because the next thing you know, he's going to be headlining at the amphitheater. You're going to be at the Deli Smoker. And,
with fat laces in his orthopedic shoes.
We're all going to wake up with those orthopedic shoes on. Here's the thing. If I was a stand-up and other people, and when you are, everyone always comes up to you. Oh, how'd you get started? How'd you do this? I would not give them good advice. Well, I don't need the competition. Somebody says, how do you get started in radio? I go, shoot the president.
Yes. Hey, you know what?
That's how you get going.
You're good. You're so good. You could give anybody your secret and it won't happen.
Wow.
Because nobody can ever be Mr. Corolla.
Wow. That's what I love. Meanwhile, he's listening.
Kiss Rodeo.
He's listening to Big Boy all the way into the station. All right, listen. You want to play a little Ask Kiss Rodeo?
Yeah.
Celebrity Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Come on.
I'll just start talking. You just kiss my ass. It'll be awesome. We should at least
good
play.
Luck.
Let's play Mike a little. Let's play him a little sample of I don't know, Shaq or who do we have over there? Mike or Brusca? Yeah. Let him see how it works.
Yeah.
I shift, I juke, I jive. You try to stay on with the ass kissing. It's awesome. We've never done celebrity ass kiss rodeo, by the way.
I'm not kissing no ass.
Oh, interesting.
Not even out of the gate.
Out of the gate.
I'm not kissing no ass.
Well, maybe you'll just agree with everything I say then.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You never know. I mean, if you do agree with what I have to say, it's not ass kissing. It's not ass kissing if you mean it.
Come on, Corolla.
All right, well, in that case, we're going to have to read from Star Jones' book. I'll give you a choice. You read from Star Jones' book, Shine is Iced Tea, or you play Ass Kiss Rodeo. What do you think?
What about Shaq?
Oh, you wanted to do Shaq?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess this is how Star Jones met her wife.
Her husband,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Barely. Yeah.
You want to go ahead and read it?
Yeah, Shaq.
From then on, everything about our relationship has been stepped up in romance. On the day one. Mm-hmm. A CD of songs which, I don't want to play for the Lakers no more. Listen, but okay, that was my impression.
Thank you. Shaquille O'Neal, everybody.
You close your eyes, it's like you can see him. Like he's right there.
Yeah.
I like the part where he explains that was his impression in the Shaq voice.
You did a good iced tea earlier, though.
He did a good iced tea.
He does a good iced tea.
He does a solid iced tea, yeah.
That's always a good impression.
Not a good one, but a solid.
Yeah. Give us just a little shot of iced tea, could you?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, from then on, everything about our relationship has been stepped up in romance. Yeah, boy. On one date, our president busting me shoot cop killer. Yeah.
Mike Epps, everyone, is iced tea. We will.
I want to do one Gary Coleman impression.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Go ahead. But know what it sounds like.
You are not the father.
I didn't know he did a Gary Coleman. You're just screwing around, right?
Yeah. I was just
it's awesome that he does those commercials about getting $10,000 with no collateral. So sad. How the mighty have fallen.
How the mighty have fallen. Well, I always think about that. You ever think about what you would do if you wasn't on the air, Al?
Al?
I mean, not Al. Oh, you called
me Al. Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. No, I would probably be swinging a hammer in North Hollywood if I was not on the radio.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You were a carpenter?
I was, yeah. Do you have any home improvement questions for me?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, we need to take a break. I'll answer those.
Where can you get your 1989 do-it-yourself book?
where can you get it?
Yeah.
Barnes & Noble. Take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the new Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yep. 866-901-ADAM is the phone number. Mike Epps in studio. He's going to be at the Universal Amphitheater tomorrow night.
Yeah.
www.ticketmaster.com is how you get tickets to that. Turn that down. Thank you. It is someone's birthday here in studio.
Who?
Oh, Rachel Perry. The beautiful Rachel Perry celebrating her birthday.
Gosh, you remember.
So, we got to do a little celebrating with her. We'll also play the birthday game with Rachel. And tell you a few, before we get started, I have celebrities who aren't having a birthday.
Oh,
you know,
you hear
so much about celebrities that are having birthdays. They do it on all those entertainment shows. What about the celebrities that aren't celebrating today?
Unconventional.
Linda Lavin from Alice, Coolio, Mike Farrell, Bill Maher not celebrating his birthday today.
Well, you know what, Adam, I'm sorry. Hmm. Bill Maher actually is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Somebody gave you the wrong
name. Nice job again, Bruska.
Wow. I've tried that two times, and Bruska's given me the name of someone who's actually having. Bill Maher actually celebrating today?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I'm firing myself.
This is embarrassing.
You know how they always give you those lists of people that are, it's their birthday, but they're dead?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to start giving you those birthdays every day until I come up with somebody that you came in contact with that died.
Yes, I'm the Grim Reaper.
You are the Grim Reaper.
What celebrities are having a birthday today? And then we'll guess and try to figure out oldest to youngest.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, I'll just give you three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if this is going to be hard or easy, but Melissa Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Skeet Ulrich,
the actor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And James Denton of Desperate Housewives fame.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyone named Skeet can't be older than 35. Can you be older? There's no Grandpa Skeet.
I don't think it's allowed. I think they put you down.
Great. It's
like Logan's Run. They eliminate you.
Yeah, it's like the name Todd. There's nobody over 40 named Todd. No founding father named Todd. President Todd. No, there's no Todd. No Skeets and no Todds. All right. Skeet, Melissa, and who was the fourth one?
Or James
the
third one? Denton.
James Denton. Man, James Denton, I'll go number one, then I'll go Melissa, then I'll go Skeet.
I'm with you on that, exactly.
That's Mike Epps.
Exactly.
You have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think Bob Barker.
Bob Barker's the oldest?
Dude, you're high.
Yes, he is.
You can smell it too, can't you?
And you're right.
Really?
Yes.
Got him in order.
Yeah.
Melissa Rivers. Denton, Melissa Rivers, Skeet.
I thought maybe the Melissa Rivers would have thrown you off, because James Denton, there wasn't a lot that were like super close.
Mm-hmm.
James Denton's 43, Melissa's 38, and Skeet is 36.
You said it. Skeets.
But I would have thought that the Melissa Rivers would have thrown you off, because I would have thought she was older than 38.
Well, it's weird because her mom's had so much work and she just looks like she whizzes formaldehyde. So it's hard to tell how old her daughter is when the mom actually looks younger in a crypt keeper sort of weird kind of way than her actual daughter. Oh, I'll tell you, if my parents ever got better looking than me, I would kill them. Thank God that could never happen.
You would kill your parents? See, I know white kids kill their parents. Why do white kids kill their parents?
Because they're home. He loves that. Mike loves that. Mike asked me during the break, who kills more, the white people or the black people in terms of their parents? And I answered, black kid. Come on, you can't kill your dad if you haven't met him. Listen, I'd like to kill my dad, but I don't want to go all the way to Florida and search for some guy. But,
That was a body blow. Yeah. That was a body blow.
And all I got is Dominique. I don't know his last name because my mom married somebody different. Yeah.
That was a body blow.
My feeling, too, is if your kids kill you, you got it coming.
You're right.
Nature or nurture? You pick it. Either you have a horrible gene that you've passed along to your children that makes them homicidal maniacs, or you were a horrible parent. Yeah, either one. When you hear that shotgun pump, figure it's your fault. That's why I'd like the Menendez boys. All right. Mike is high as a kite right now. Do we have a Rachel's birthday cake, by the way? Because I
no.
Yes, we do.
I just want to get a final tally on Ted.
I love cake.
Oh, Tad, how many left arrows did you drive through, and did you devour her birthday cake?
I had none of her birthday cake, and I got to go through 15 lights without getting caught by the man.
Wow, look at that. Look at that.
But probably when I leave here, I'll probably get smoked by the cops when I walk out.
Well, not if you don't do it. Look at that. All right.
I love you guys.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Mike, her name is Rachel.
Happy birthday.
I don't want to say white bitch.
We're just saying Rachel.
We get to pay copyright on this.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow, looks homemade too.
I can't believe you guys homemade me a cake.
My wife, my lovely wife.
I love your wife.
She's terrific.
Can I marry her after you?
No, you cannot. But happy birthday.
Who wants to eat cake?
We shall all eat cake.
Should I open my present?
Yes, that's for me.
Oh, it's heavy.
That's for me.
Ah, thank you.
That always struck me as weird, by the way, the Marie Antoinette thing.
Let them
eat cake. Seems like a treat. It's quite ironic. Given my wife's name is Antoinette as well.
Yeah.
A little Dom Perignon.
Little bubbly.
Little bubbly. Appreciate that. That's a lovely gift. And I'm definitely going to enjoy that this evening.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
We will do the football picks now while we cut up the cake because we have to get it in because it's Friday. Playoffs are coming up this
weekend. Ace, would you like to begin? I'll review. We have, first of all, Pittsburgh traveling to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
getting 3 points are the Steelers.
Just three. I'm going Denver. I hate to go against your beloved Steelers, but I'm going Denver on this
surprise.
One.
Surprise. Mm-hmm. Great end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, Denver
like
or Pittsburgh?
Palomalo. Palomalo Lou.
And therefore you're taking the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes.
Mm. You're taking them plus the three.
I like his hair.
Mike Epps. How say you?
Oh, man, I'm a diehard Colts fan. I'm out of it. I have no...
Oh, wow.
It's just, I'm just mourning right now. I want to say...
Have some cake.
I take Denver.
Denver.
Have some cake.
All right. I am 8-0 on
it's
the postseason.
White, I know,
it's well documented.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
And you'll be shocked to learn I'm taking the Pittsburgh Steelers to win outright.
Wow.
That's right. Next.
Forget the points.
Next, we have Carolina plus 3.5 at Seattle. Ace, how say you?
Seattle's on market, by the way.
Yeah, so I got to go with Seattle. I got to go Seattle.
We're all going Seattle.
And it is the half is it. That's the thing.
Interesting.
If they lose by a field goal, but it's the half mm-hmm. that's going to make the winner. I go Seattle.
Birthday lady, how say
go
you?
Go Seahawks.
I don't know. Carolina?
Seahawks.
Okay. All right.
Go Seahawks.
Go Seahawks.
There you go.
Seahawks.
I want to say Carolina.
I pick both.
I think Carolina's going to beat Seattle.
Check
all week
you.
Long, I thought Carolina.
Along.
I thought Carolina. This morning, I realized it will be a Pittsburgh-Seattle Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that looks good.
That does look good.
That looks good.
All right, so we have our picks in. We'll find out how we did on Monday. I want to thank the good folks who came into studio and those who called in as well. I want to thank Mike Epps for coming in
here. Thanks, Corolla. Thanks, guys.
We appreciate it. Universal Amphitheater tomorrow night, everybody. Bring your mama.
That's right.
Harold Williams, I should say Harlan Williams, for doing a great job coming in here and all this crazy.
Mr. Captain Crunch himself.
Crazy voices. Joe Buck for calling in, the great Fox broadcaster. He's going to be doing the Panthers game. Seahawks-Panthers, that is, 3:30 on Fox. Dr. Ali Ansari for telling us all about sleep in the 6 o'clock hour. And Jillian Barbary, wonderful, spunky gal, skating with celebrities on Fox. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying, mahalo.